of Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Give me the phone number at Channel 4. We'll call Bob Ryan. Come suck my balls.
Hello?
Bob.
Yes.
This is Don and Mike.
We want to give you a hard time, Bob.
I can't imagine why. I did not go on the air and say, rush to your local supermarket and stock up on bread, milk, and toilet paper. I said, there's no, it's much too early to panic. You can panic tomorrow.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show. Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I know tonight we make the perilous journey to Fredneck, Maryland.
Right.
The Son of Christ will be our co-pilot.
Right.
You'll see his picture all over Frederick. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm here to serve you. Actually, you know, Phil is optimistic about tonight's Las Vegas style show at Club X-Phil.
Is he really?
Yeah, he says it's going to be more jammed than Dick Cheney's artery. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ground, Fish and Poop, and all the ships that say, hey, ba-dum-bum. Hey, like a daily four-hour comedy catheter, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you, Rob, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to a new episode on Tuesday. It's Tuesday? Yes, it is. March 6th. And we are just hours away from fulfilling a lifelong dream.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Have we always wanted to go up to this place?
Now, listen.
I know we were excited about the show that we were going to do in Lake Tahoe a couple of weeks ago.
That doesn't touch this level of excitement.
We're going to reschedule that. We'll tell you about that in a minute. I know that eventually someday we do want to take the Las Vegas-style show to Las Vegas.
Yeah, to a real casino hotel in Las Vegas. Sorry.
But the dream has always been to go to the city that is proud to have the finest food court in the finest mall in the land. I'm talking about the city that has the Francis Scott Key Mall,
a truly great shopper's paradise.
For when you go up Route 70 and you see the Bob Evans.
Yes.
The landscape is peppered with Bob Evans.
Peppered.
Denny's. McDonald's. Got everything you could possibly want. Every gas station known to man.
There's no need to live anywhere else.
Then you know that you are in Frederick, Maryland.
Yeah.
Frederick, baby. Which is where we will be tonight. And it's a Tuesday. Well, you know, that's been our dream, Mike, to be in Frederick on a weeknight early in the week. Thursday wouldn't be right.
No.
Wednesday wouldn't be right. But Tuesday,
oh, yeah,
that's the right night to go to Fredneck, Maryland.
Oh, you betcha. And then we can just download for the rest of the week.
And we are going to be at Club Exhale with a live Las Vegas-style show tonight. Now, where is Club Exhale?
Where is Club Exhale, Don?
Well, it's right by the Bob Evans.
Ah. Is it really?
It's right by the mall.
Good.
It's right by the Exxon. It's right by the McDonald's. No, it's at 244 South Jefferson Street.
Sounds like a main drag.
I believe so. I believe it is the Beverly Hills area of Frederick, Maryland.
It's a great place to be.
We will be at Club Exhale tonight.
Tuesday night.
Yes, that's right. And listen to the lineup we have.
I think it's in the museum district.
The lineup we have for you tonight.
It's in the Art Deco district.
We're going to give everybody a ticket so everybody can get a free drink on me and Mike.
Very good.
As a way of saying thank you for listening to the show. Now, this is going to be a show that The people who love the Bible are going to be there protesting.
Yes.
The liquor board people are going to be there.
Yes.
The school group people are going to be there.
Yes.
I mean, they're ready for us.
Wonderful.
So what do you want? Why are school people going to be there? I understand all the other groups, but...
Because there is a school nearby.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm just telling you the complaints that have already come in before.
21 and over. I just want to say that again. This is for adults only.
Mm-hmm. However, if you're a kid, come see us. We'll get your hands on a fake ID.
Oh,
we can get you in the door.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we can probably get you laid tonight.
Oh, my God.
Club XL. Listen, so it's going to be G-strings and pasties.
Okay.
Tiny pasties that we got out in Reno.
Yeah, they're delightful pasties. They're very entertaining pasties.
For the show tonight, you'll have the Nude Feud and the Homo Joe Challenge and the Tom Gavin Challenge. And Cheryl the Big Dyke will be there. And Dennis Murphy will be there. Mr. 40 will be there.
Fantastic.
And we'll have the underwear fashion show for you tonight. And Buzz and Rob will recreate their stage magic tonight for you.
We're going to do our Carol Burnett segment?
Yes, we're going to do the Q&A segment. And just added, Mike and Rob... tonight, singing
our new exclusive,
their brand new hit record.
Wonderful.
We think you're going to love this, and you know, Rob and I have been practicing. We've been in rehearsal, and we haven't even recorded this yet.
I just want to say, I've been involved in music radio, you know, playing records on the radio,
you know,
for over 25 years. And you know what this is right here?
What?
The golden ear. I tug on this ear.
Yeah.
It's a golden ear. And I said to Mike...
You got a little excited, didn't you?
Smash.
Yeah, well, I thought the same thing.
But smash.
It's very exciting, and, you know, it's so nice to be able to try out the new material live.
And I guarantee that you will be singing the song...
Oh, absolutely.
...after the first time you hear it tonight on stage.
Exciting.
At
yeah.
Club Exhale.
We'll probably do it 3 or 4 times.
Oh, at least.
Please.
During the first break career of
time. Yeah, absolutely.
So listen, it's a big, gigantic free show tonight, our way of saying thank you for listening. Las Vegas-styled show. All the elements are there.
Mm-hmm.
We are not like the weather forecasters promising you something big and then not delivering. I'm telling you, we're going to be in Frederick, Maryland on a Tuesday night,
yeah.
Right, doing a Las Vegas-style show tonight.
Are we recording right now? Is this being taped? Is this going to be preserved for posterity?
Every show is.
I want to be first to say...
At least until the lawyers tell us to destroy the tape.
If you live in the greater Washington, D.C. area, this weekend, we are going to get... hammered. We're going to get one of the biggest snowstorms of the year. It's going to happen this weekend.
Really?
It's going to happen Friday night into Saturday. And just be prepared because it's going to be huge.
Just thought I'd do that.
And you're saying that because they're lowballing the fact that it's supposed to snow again?
They're low-keying it, and that's what's frightening me. They're low-keying it. They're trying so hard, and what I think is they got the same situation, only with a little colder weather that we're going to have, that we had last weekend.
You know what it is? It is a national... backlash.
Right. Yeah.
Or at least it's a backlash from Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, everywhere except where it ended up snowing, like up by Hartford.
Where it ended up snowing, my dear sweet mom's house. On top of her.
Oh, my.
And incidentally...
A foot and a half of snow for an 80-year-old woman who's all shut in now.
The tape delay... Well, I know a son who could make that right, and he can't seem to find the time. He does enjoy buying himself a new luxury European automobile virtually every year. This year, a nice convertible. Yet his dear, sweet mother...
Yeah, well, she likes it up there. Expresses no desire to move. Certainly not to move in with us. No real need right now. No real need.
You could put her down to Florida, though. You could if you wanted to.
Put her down physically, like, you know, grab her and then put her down there. Like
put her down.
Put her in a home down there or something.
Put her down like a dog.
You
put a dog down. You know what I mean. You could ship your mom to one of those concentration camps /old folks homes down in Florida.
Yeah, doesn't want to go. I definitely have brought it up to her. Said, you know, you ought to spend more time in Florida. My sister's even got a condo down there. You ought to spend more time in Florida. She's having none of it. She likes it. She's got a lot of people in our hometown that look out for her, and so she kind of digs being there. She said,
Mike, I bought these, you know the things that you actually tape to the wall and you press them and they're lights? I've got those in case the power goes out.
And then she said to me, what I also have done is I've turned the temperature up to 80 degrees just in case the power goes out,
that the house will stay warm.
Aren't old people funny?
She's terrific. She's hanging in there.
She's ready.
She's got some great people up there that look out for him.
And incidentally, I called it by the wrong name. The official name, when I run for king of Virginia King, King of Maryland, eventually King of the World, they will be called leisure camps.
Leisure camps.
What I will put senior citizens in.
Yeah, don't slip like that again. You're going to create a panic.
Frighten the
leisure camps.
Leisure camps.
Camps where old folks can go.
You told me that my mom could live in the palace until she's gone.
Yeah, well, your mom gets the exemption.
Oh, okay, good, good.
Your mom gets the exemption.
And gets to drive still?
Yes.
Even though she's over 80?
Only in daylight hours. And only in the special car.
She's cheating.
But all of the other old folks, if you elect me your king, uh-huh. I will take them off our roads, off our byways, take them away from our ATMs, which they cannot seem, for the love of God, to figure out. I'll give you a perfect example. I don't think I talked about this all the year. When we were coming back from our ill-fated trip to Reno,
mm-hmm.
we were in the Los Angeles airport.
Oh,
it was me and Buzz and Rob and Wendell.
Right.
And we had just come through the CF, that is the metal detector. We walked all the way from one side of the airport to the other to catch our plane. And I said, hey, listen, I want to get some lunch. Let me get some money. I'll buy everybody lunch. So I walk up to the ATM, and I had two bags on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I unzipped one of my bags, and I took out my thing with my card. And I put the card in, and I got, you know, like $100 out for lunch. Well, I got the money, I put it in my pocket, I take the card, I put it back in the little wallet thing, and then I put the little wallet thing back in my bag. The guy behind me says, are you done yet? Now, I'd been standing there maybe a total of 2 minutes.
Is this the old guy?
Yeah, an old man.
Yeah. Did you tell me this in the office,
yeah,
or did you tell it on the air?
No, I think I told you off the air.
Right. I know, you might have told it on the air. You might be getting senile.
No, I don't think
time,
so.
This is the first time you've told it on the air.
Mike, I'll never have to go to one of my leisure camps. I will never be a prisoner in one of my very own leisure camps. So, the guy says, are you about done?
Right.
And I turned around, and he's an old guy. He had to be like 65, 70.
Right.
And I said, excuse me? And he didn't say anything back.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of the way, and he walked up and stepped up to the machine, and I said, what? Did you say something to me? Were you speaking to me? Hello? Did you just say something to me? And the guy is ignoring me. And as he's ignoring me, he goes up to the machine, and he takes his glasses, his old man glasses, puts them down on his nose, gets out his ATM card, and he does this move that old people love making, where he's kind of pursing his lips, and he's touching his hand to his chin, and he's studying the machine. I said, do you have a problem figuring that machine out?
Wow.
You wanted me to get out of the way.
Right.
Do you have a problem with that machine?
And he's still ignoring you.
He's still ignoring me. And that's how it ended.
It didn't end in a fist fight?
No, with me just...
In a fist fight that you won?
Me just yelling at the old guy,
right.
Saying, did you say something to me? And as we walked away, I was still yelling at him,
right.
Saying stuff like, put the card in, and then push enter. And the guy just was not looking at me.
Why you there?
Although I'll tell you something, I had my fourth kickboxing class today.
Right. You ready?
And I'm pretty sure that I could beat up a senior citizen now.
Congratulations.
Yay. I mean, I'm not telling you I'm ready to take on Mike Tyson yet, but I do believe that if you got your average 70 to 80 year old man,
that you might have it might be a fair fight.
I think that there's a chance I could go the distance with him.
That's great. Not necessarily a knockout, definitely a decision.
I think so.
Right.
I think so, but I'm really getting into this kickboxing thing.
That's good. That's fun.
According to the guy who's training me in this class,
right.
I am possibly the worst student who's ever tried kickboxing.
But you're enjoying it. That's the important thing.
Yeah, I really love it. You get a great workout,
mm-hmm.
and you do a lot. You know, there's a lot of punching. Although he keeps yelling at me, you know, you're punching like John Wayne,
right?
And I said, well, you know, I'm not a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this thing where you gotta keep your hands up, keep your elbows in.
What are you doing, roundhouses, when he wants you to keep it tight?
Yeah, keep it tight. Yeah. And he says, like, punch harder, harder, harder. And the more he says, punch harder, 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 it's more like if you ever watched the Batman TV show.
Yes.
The way the Batman would punch a bad guy.
Right.
You know, the big roundhouse like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you throw your body into it.
Yeah.
But that's in those days, those are the guys that, you know, get duped by the martial artists. You know,
right.
They're quick and they're fast.
And this guy, this ball buster, Rob, the trainer.
Rob is training you?
No. The guy who called the other week, his name is also Rob.
All right, now I want you to really punch hard.
He insists on jumping rope.
Yes.
I tell him I can't jump
rope.
Will you bring one in one day? So, because I remember I said to you that I could jump rope, and I'm not sure after I said that whether I really can or not.
I have my next kickboxing class on Friday, so I'll bring the jump rope in on Friday. I'll swipe one from the club and bring it up.
Very good.
That today he said, we are going to stand here until you do six, until you can do six in a row.
If you get it going, you can probably knock six out pretty quickly, right?
I can't. The problem is, first, I'm uncoordinated.
Are you trying to jump with 2 feet or 1 foot?
At first, he told me to do it just with 1 foot today.
Because that makes it easier.
Not for me. It's easier.
I don't know, because it's been so long, I don't know if I could.
It's easier for me with 2 feet, and I would get one, two, three. But then according to what he was telling me, I'm jumping too much. I would jump.
Yeah, you're jumping, and what you're doing is you're jumping and landing.
Yeah.
But you're not. You're supposed to just hop.
Well, I can't help it.
What you're doing is I just saw you do it. Do you do it like that?
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is you're going
right,
and you're coming down with like your heels coming down.
No, I'm coming down on the balls of my feet.
But I mean, you just gotta.
Well, listen, excuse me, Rocky Balboa. Excuse me, Double Dutch Bus.
I don't know if I could do it, but it looked like you came down.
I'm telling you, it's awfully emotionally, intellectually painful for me to do this because I'm in a class with other people.
Right. And it's a big adult rope, right?
Yes. And the entire... No, it's like a little girl's one. And then we play Jack
little
and
one with like pink handles on it.
Yeah. And, you know, other people are waiting. Other people are there doing like... And meanwhile, I'm off in the corner with the guy saying, okay, today we're going to try to do six.
Well, what's he making you do it for if you can't do it? What does it matter?
Because it's something I can't do anyway. He wants me to conquer this.
Right.
Like it's some type of fear that I have.
It's supposed to be real good for you, right?
Cardiovascular. Yeah, you know what's good for you is trying to do it. I mean, I'm positive that I got just as good a workout.
Just struggling ahead.
Trying to get
probably
the goddamn rope to go around six times as I would have actually doing it.
Oh, my God.
So finally, after 10 minutes of this, the first 10 minutes of the class, he finally said, okay, everybody, let's break. And he looked at me and he said,
lunch, 1 hour.
Let's get out the imaginary rope. Do 100.
And is that when people are goofing on you a little bit when you're doing
No. Nobody goofs on me to my face.
Right.
But there are other people there.
You feel the eyes.
Oh, of course I do, because I'm standing alone going, one, two, three,
sure.
Five. You know what I'm doing? My arm.
When you did it just then, it looked perfect.
Yeah, well, I can do it great without the rope.
Let me try it.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Wow.
Yeah, that was better.
You were jumping some rope there.
Oh, my.
Egars.com. They sponsored the live parts on this show.
Sorry.
But once I get past this crap with the jumping the rope, you know, now that we're getting down to just punching,
right,
that I'm doing okay with.
Is it making you a better fighter?
No. Oh, no.
But, I mean, could you defend yourself?
I still don't think so.
It's more just an exercise.
Yeah, it's exercise.
Cardiovascular exercise.
Yeah, I can't imagine that if... Well, let me see. Who could I fight around here?
Me?
No, you probably...
He's looking at Rob.
No, Rob would probably beat me up.
No,
Rob's a big target.
Yeah. Buzz?
Yes?
You know, you might be good. Have you ever gotten in a fight?
No, actually, no. I've tried to avoid them at every opportunity. Yeah.
Maybe I could. Maybe
like
I could.
Mike.
Maybe I could beat up Buzz. Oh no, I've seen Mike actually just deck a guy.
You've never seen me deck a guy. You've seen me get decked.
I saw you try to go after a guy who punched and almost knocked you out.
You've seen me go after a lot of people, but I mean, it's just, as far as getting decked, I think you saw me. I mean, I didn't hit the deck, did I? But I got hit as hard as
you
would get hit.
You got knocked woozy.
Yeah.
I mean, you had that thing where you were like falling back, and there was little stars and little cuckoo birds coming out around your head.
I bet you could kick Colin's ass.
Colin the sales guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Colin's tough. Colin's a tough wire
guy.
Scrappy.
Yeah, I got it.
Got no weight behind him, though.
I wouldn't mess with him either.
Tim McWilliams? No.
No, he's a tough guy.
No.
Yeah.
Julie Aurora.
Yes, there you go.
G. Gordon Liddy's secretary.
Absolutely.
That's fair.
She's got speed, but you've got the power.
I could kick her ass.
Maybe.
The sales guy that looks like Regis Philbin.
Pat Corbett.
Yeah, you can beat up Pat Corbett.
Kim, I probably could.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not really sure why I'm continuing with this, but I'm loving
this. I'm loving this
it
more
than... It sounds like fun.
More than just the regular, boring,
yeah,
you know...
different.
Do a bunch of sit-ups and then lift a bunch of weights and crap like that.
It sounds like a blast.
I'm liking it. So anyway, got my next class Friday. Let you know what happened.
Very good. Good luck.
But watch out tonight, mm-hmm, because at any moment during the show tonight...
If there's trouble.
Will you do a move? Tonight on stage?
No, and you know why I won't?
Why?
Because that's very Elvis-like.
And I remember, well, we won't all stand around. We're not going to be like Elvis where we'll stand around and applaud you.
No.
We'll fall on the ground laughing when you do it.
Because I remember... Hold on. Would you laugh if I did this? Right? This is the stance.
Yes, I would.
You would laugh?
Yes, because you hopped into it like that. Let me see.
Well, you have to...
Do you do your head like that? Do you like, yeah, lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink?
Yeah, see, that's why I can't do it tonight.
It's supposed to be, I mean, some of the best athletes in the world, some of the most conditioned athletes in the world.
Don't put me in either of those categories.
Are kickboxers. It is. You have to be an incredible physical specimen. It is much more strenuous, the way I hear it, than boxing. And boxing, as you know, are some of the most incredible athletes in the world.
Okay, now tell me what you think.
Don't hurt me. That's kind of the Joe Besser pose that you were taking there.
No, it's like, that's the real fighting pose right there.
Right?
There you go. How you doing, everybody?
Hey, man. Way to go, E. Come on, boys.
Tonight I got a little demonstration of my kickboxing tonight.
Hey.
I'd like to bring out 67-year-old Julie Aurora, who is the secretary for the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Get her, E.
Bring her out, boys.
All right, everybody. You're going to spar with her.
Bring her out, boys.
Well, here she comes. We're wheeling her in here.
Hey! We'd have to give her a Mickey, too.
Right.
Yeah. Just so we'd be possible, I'd win the fight.
Yeah, load her up. Make her goofy on the tranquilizer.
Right. Give her the old...
Yeah, and then she'd go right down, and everybody would go, hey, way to go, E.
Way to go, E.
Good job, E.
Fantastic.
So I'll let you know what happens in the next freaking kickboxing class.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. Yeah, I like it. It's fun.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
This is Doug in Wichita. I sent you the Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara show.
Oh, I recognize your voice.
We just retired that this week.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for a long run.
That was a good run.
It
and
was.
That was a terrific job you did.
Thank you. Made my day many a time to hear that on the radio and know that I was nationwide and coast to coast.
Yeah, you were.
Good job.
We're still going to play the one that you made for our appearances, the X-rated one.
Right.
Right on.
We're still playing that when we go out tonight.
Good.
When he starts out and says, hello, MFers.
Yeah.
Well, listen, get your band together and see if you can work on something new, something a little shorter.
Okay.
And if you do that, we'll throw it on.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
I'll do my best.
All right, thank
you.
It's Mike's show.
Hello? I hear breathing.
Hold on. Did they,
No, okay, the phones are still okay. Hi, Don and Mike's show.
Come
hey,
on.
Don.
But, yeah.
Hey, a couple questions for you, because maybe I can help you out in your dilemma here.
What dilemma is that?
Your jump roping dilemma.
Oh, it's not a dilemma, sir.
Well, I know how competitive you are, and I'm sure you want to whip it.
I want to whip it good.
Yeah.
Whip it good.
Let me ask you something. Is it a plastic jump rope?
No.
It's leather.
Yes.
Okay.
Leather?
Does he have any that are...
Wait, hold it. Stop.
Yes.
Yeah. Novice is around. It's not rope.
No, it is leather.
Okay.
Leather. It is leather. And it has big padded handles that have slight ball bearings in the bottom of them.
Do they have weights in them, in the handles?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he have any that are rope that are covered in a plastic sleeve?
I don't know.
Individual sleeves?
I don't know.
Okay. Number one, do you swing your arms really a lot when you do this?
Yes, he tells me I swing my arms way too much.
Swing once, then keep your hands next to your hips.
Oh, listen, you know, I pay a guy to do this at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't have to take this for free at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Thank you, though. I'm sure he was well-intentioned.
I'm sure.
But I'm already paying a guy to tell me to do stuff that I can't compute, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I think you're going to be okay, though. I think if you can't jump rope, I think you're going to be just fine.
Because I'm just not coordinated enough to jump rope.
Probably not the end of the world if you can't jump rope, man.
I can do it 3 times.
That's good.
I can.
And how long? And how much time, Luke?
Oh, no. I mean, I can do 1, 2, 3, and then I start thinking about it, and that's when it falls apart.
It's one of those involuntary things, right?
Yeah. Hello, and, you know, he insists on making me do it in front of the mirror.
I hate doing all that.
I don't want
anything in front of the mirror.
I don't want to see myself. Well, there's one thing I love doing in front of the mirror, but I don't think they want me doing that in kickboxing class.
Well, it would work on your wrist.
Hello? Hello, Don and Mike.
Tugboat can jump rope.
Tugboat the wrestler?
Tugboat the wrestler. I've seen him jump rope.
Tugboat can do anything. He's the greatest wrestler ever.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello? Yeah, that guy that said that he wrote your old theme song that you just retired, that's an old piece of music that I heard on a jazz station. They just put some vocals and stuff over it.
No, it's not a jazz song. It's an old R&B song by Archie Bell and the Drills.
Yeah, I remember when he called you a long time ago. He's kind of playing it off like it was him and his band.
He never did that. No. He always said that it was a cover. He was covering the other melody, and he was popping in his own lyrics there.
He's no different than Puff Daddy.
He's no Puff Daddy. I know Puff Daddy, and he's no Puff Daddy.
Oh, get out of here. You know, you want to know a great diet, though. I read today that Puff Daddy, since he's been on trial and since Jennifer Lopez broke up with him,
right,
has lost 35 pounds.
Yeah. What's he, just because of the stress of the trial?
Yeah, right.
Wow. Hasn't been eating as much.
Right, because he might go to jail for shooting at some guy and because his girlfriend left him.
Some might say he's enjoying a certain lifestyle prior to going to jail, you know what I mean?
Mm. He's going way down on the scales.
Maybe he's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
A lot of artificial energy.
To be busy.
Oh, and I...
wants to be sharp on the stand.
Uh-huh. I saw a name today that absolutely floored me. Was watching the news, and they're talking about this O.J. thing. You know, that O.J. had to... he had a court appearance yesterday because he tore that guy's sunglasses off and
scratched his face and everything.
In a road rage case.
Right.
And O.J. didn't show up in court. O.J. And they had the judge on television, and the judge said that the next time in a month when it comes back,
right,
O.J. has to go to court.
O.J.
And, what I found so funny is that the judge's name is Dennis Murphy.
Oh, no.
And when they're interviewing the guy in this news show, on the bottom of the screen, it said, Judge Dennis Murphy.
And this is probably horrible taste, and I'll say this as delicately as possible, but I heard a news story about this horrible shooting out in San Diego, and the officer's name that was giving the quote about it, what they're going to do and what the prosecution's going to do, was Jerry Lewis.
That's right.
And the kid who was doing the shooting's name was Andy Williams. Now, I mean, It's horrible, but I mean, I wish that didn't jump out at me, but that's what I heard in the news story. Very, very, very strange.
All right.
Very, very strange.
Uh-huh. It is. Unbelievable.
It's a strange world we live in.
Very strange.
Sure is.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
Dennis Murphy's the judge of the O.J. trial.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Williams shot a bunch of people, and Jerry Lewis is the judge.
He's the cop, the sheriff. Yeah.
Excuse me.
The cop.
Yeah.
Sheriff Jerry Lewis.
Judge Dennis Murphy.
Shooter
Andy Williams. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, will you have liquid latex this evening?
I don't know if we're bringing the latex or not.
Not with pasties. You don't have liquid latex with pasties.
Yeah, there's no need for that because the very small pasties will cover up everything except the best area of the breast.
There'll be a lot of bouncing and jiggling, though, sir.
Oh, boy.
I'll bring my glue stick.
All right, see you there.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
That's a front... I just want to identify that as a front row member right there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, brothers?
Hey, my friend.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I just wanted to tell you guys that I live 15 minutes away from Fredneck, Maryland, and I would love to go to the show tonight.
Yeah?
But my birthday is in 2 months, and I'm only 20 years old.
That's a shame.
That's why you've got to make sure that you see Buzz Burbank tonight with his fake ID booth.
I got a fake ID, but they're... They're Uck Faye's up there.
Well, they probably have to be careful. They're very, very difficult. But Buzz will have his van right out in the park.
Yeah, I'll make a good one.
For real?
Yeah.
For real.
Just look for the van. The license plate says Buzz, B-U-Z-Z.
Mm-hmm. What time does it start?
Show starts at 9 o'clock tonight.
It's a plain-colored van, too. Well, you change colors on that van all the time, right? What is it, gray?
Yeah, it's kind of a grayish-white.
Grayish-white.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Buzz has got one of those deals like he saw in a movie one time. I don't remember what movie it was, but it was a movie where some guy was going to kill another guy. Buzz doesn't need to change the color of his vans for this reason, but right. What he did was he drove into a garage,
right,
and he had one of those spray washer things,
mm-hmm,
and he immediately washed off the old color of the van, and underneath was a totally new color.
Sure.
And he drove right past the cops. That's how he got out.
Mm-hmm. And in the back of that van, he's got the ID machine, and also, that's where he puts the people that put the lotion on his body.
Yeah, he's going to be sitting out there all night.
Right. Yeah, and the buzzer's got his sex tapes out there.
And how much is the IDs? If I rub them up with some lotion, will I get in there?
Well, I think you got to pay retail when Buzz sells you an ID.
They're reasonable.
What if I just give him a back rub with some lotion? Will he hook me up?
No, Buzz is no homo. You sound a little too into giving someone a back rub with lotion.
We have security.
I just want to see you guys.
What you should do is pay the extra $5 and get a passport. Because then you can travel internationally.
Is that how much it is, Buzz? Only $5 more for passport?
Yeah, it's $20 for the fake ID, and then another $5 with throwing the passport.
Fantastic.
Part of a package.
All right, we'll do that. And I think for $5 more, don't you give him, like, the fake stamps that say, like, he's been to Jamaica?
We'll stamp it out however you want.
Yeah.
That's why we call Buzz the artist. He does all those stamps himself.
Show starts at 9. I'll be out front at 8:30.
All right, see you later.
I will be there. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And don't forget, with every two passports, a free pair of nipple clamps.
Fantastic.
All right, guys.
All right, see ya.
Have a good show.
Goodbye.
Poor 20-year-old.
Bye-bye. He'll be in there tonight. You know he'll get in. Hello, they all do.
I'll see to it.
They all do. Hello, Don Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I got an issue that I'm very upset about.
Yes, what
you got an issue?
What is the issue you are upset about?
I have an issue.
The Napster issue about being blocked because now I can't get on there and download my favorite band, Crap.
Well, you know what?
We're not that. We don't have anything to do with Napster. We put a freeze on it. Crap will not be recording for Napster.
Actually, that's one band you would legally be able to download off of Napster, I believe.
Excuse me.
You made your music available.
No, we're also, I'm copywriting everything, Buzz.
Okay.
Go to Amster.
Thank you, Don.
Amster. Amster, AIMSTER. Go there instead of going to Napster.
You know what Amster's doing now?
What?
They've got a program, a software program you can download, and it puts your entire music library in Pig Latin. So that Napster's software won't recognize the artist and song title, so you can continue to swap files.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Say.
Thanks a lot.
I was talking to Mike about that before the show. Mike said, "Do you know anybody who uses Napster?" And I said,
"Besides our buddy over
without Buzz, except for Buzz." I said, "Yeah. My kid uses it all the time, and all of his friends use it."
I was asking you how you do it, where you download it, I guess, and then you can burn it onto a CD. Do you do that?
I don't know. I don't put it on CDs. I haven't yet, anyway.
And you can download gay bands if you go to Hamster. I mean, I know there's Napster and there's Amster, but if you go to Hamster, you get all the great, like, it's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go,
right?
All the George Michael stuff.
Yeah, and Keister.
I'll tell you something. What's that?
That's where you just, that's what the one for Crap is going to be.
Keister.
You can download all our music, including our brand new Give Me Some Lovin'. It's that's what we're going to go out the door
with. Oh, you mean,
we got it right, and it sounded cool. Really good. Yeah. So if you're counting now for the big debut, two songs that we've mastered:
Sweet Home Chicago.
We also do Thrill Is Gone. Is pretty good.
All right.
It's pretty good. Make it three.
The B.B. King song.
Yeah, the B.B. King song. Yeah. And well, we're a blues band. We're throwing out the classic rock. We tried to cover the classic rock. It was failing miserably.
You've given up on You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet?
Taking care of business. Yeah, we jettisoned Taking Care of Business at the rehearsal on Sunday. We're doing definitely our own little. Because I figure if you do that, if you're trying to cover all these classic rock sounds, people are gonna know that. And they're going to know if you're not doing a good job. But if you do kind of the bluesy thing,
you can
go off on your own thing. So, but the Give Me Some Lovin', it was sweet.
Let me tell you something about my kid. Because he was talking about Napster. He took the PSATs. He's a sophomore in high school. That's like the pre-SAT tests. And he scored incredibly well on them. So now we're getting mail from colleges.
Wow.
All these letters. Every day.
It's what you want.
There's like 10 letters from colleges saying, Dear Bart, hey, your PSAT scores are great. Think about coming to this school. Mm-hmm. Now, he's just a sophomore. And last night we were sitting around the table and we were looking at all of the different schools that have sent him letters. And it's obvious that it's not just him that they're signaling out here.
Right.
It's a mass mailer that they do to these kids who take these tests and do well on these tests.
Right.
The funniest letter was from Caltech.
Wow.
Okay, now Caltech, as you know...
That's no slouch school. No.
Right, that's like a real brainiac school. The letter reads... God, I wish I brought it in because it's so freaking funny. Dear Bart, congratulations on your recent performance on the PSAT tests. There is a misnomer about Caltech. And basically what they're trying to say is that they have an image of being a nerd... brain school.
Yeah, I think in the movie with Val Kilmer, Real Genius, that's kind of loosely based on Caltech. I think that's what it's based on.
But what they're trying to say is that it's a fun school. And it's funny, I got to remember to bring the letter in because
right.
out of all the pictures that we got, like you got something from USC, and they said this big thing that you open up and it's got pictures of the campus and it's got the football team and the basketball team. Caltech just sent a letter that said, whatever you think about us, we're not all nerds.
Right.
So consider Caltech.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consider the price. That's what I said to him.
Oof.
Why don't you just take the next... I said, no, why don't you... Seriously, why don't you just take the next 2 years off? You know, just flunk out your junior and senior year.
Save daddy a little money.
Yeah, and make it a little easier on mom and dad when it comes time to go to college.
Caltech pretty pricey.
Yeah.
They all are, I guess.
Yeah. Well, not a good community college, Mike. Not a good 13th grade.
He's worked real hard, though. You don't want him to do that.
Not like Northern Virginia...
Community College.
Yeah. Nova.
Nova.
Salisbury State University.
Strong school.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm shooting for.
Fantastic. That's what I want.
Where's he? I mean, that's pretty intense,
that's
though.
To get him in. You know, when I think of the struggle that I went through to get into college and to be getting letters... in your sophomore year is a pretty good little deal.
Impressive.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. It's Alex in Rockville.
Hi, Alex.
I just want to let you know, one of the movies where they had the car that washed the paint off,
yeah.
Cannonball Run 2.
That's not the one I'm thinking of, though.
But a quality film.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the two chicks where they had the Lamborghini and they drove by and it was red and they washed it off, it was white, and they ran away from the cops.
Now, the one I'm thinking about is like a gangster movie.
He's batting down. Da-da-da-da-da.
It might be in that movie, Heat. The great movie you've never seen.
With Pacino and De Niro.
Yes, and Val Kilmer's in that also. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
We're great, thanks.
Great. Why don't you guys ever talk about The Mole? I heard you talk about Temptation Island.
We actually have a commercial for The Mole?
Yes, we do. Well, you know, I don't think anybody on the show actually ever watched The Mole.
No.
Oh, come on now. Well, everybody in Wichita did.
We have somebody that works on this show that actually is The Mole.
All right, please listen to this.
The Mole. Lie to your face.
You are one pretty lady. Nope.
The Mole will double cross you.
Drink this, it's not poisonous.
The Mole could be right beside you.
I'm here.
And you wouldn't even know it.
Wow.
Who is The Mole?
Me.
The betrayal begins Tuesday, January 9th on ABC.
Where are my eyes?
See, we got into The Mole.
Yeah.
See?
That's great, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, I'm a longtime listener. Can't wait for you guys to come back out to Wichita.
Don't hold your breath on that, because you will die if you hold your breath waiting for us to come back to Wichita.
Yeah.
Hello.
Two trips to Reno and a trip to Wichita.
Don and Mike Show.
Unlikely.
But we are going.
Don, Mike, what's up?
We are going to Fredneck on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, that is a guarantee.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sean. How's it going?
Hi, Sean.
Hey, the movie you're thinking about is The Jackal with Bruce Willis.
Yes, yes, that's right. The Jackal with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, hell of a movie.
Yeah, you know, sad to say, I consider myself to be a Bruce Willis aficionado.
You know, I feel like I'm not seeing anything anymore. I don't believe I've seen this Jackal you speak of.
Oh, it was out a long time ago.
I know it was out. I remember when it was out. I didn't see it, though.
But it's on cable all the time, though.
If Bruce Willis is in it, you're in the theater, right? You're a pretty big Bruce Willis fan.
You know what? I am.
Yeah, I like him, too. I think he's great. Yeah.
I am.
He makes, you know, he's on an upward curve. I like he takes some time off, and then he seems to make really good movies.
Yeah, but then he makes something crappy like The Kid.
Yeah, The Kid was not a big hit, but I sure liked, The Sixth Sense.
He did make the follow-up to The Sixth Sense, which was a big piece of crap.
He's had two goose eggs in a row, so check that theory about him being on an upward curve.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
They did that in Johnny Dangerously, where they changed colors of the car with the baby wallpaper.
It's like one of the worst movies
little
ever made.
Little duckies and little... Bears, remember?
Johnny Dangerously with Michael Keaton doing his, hey, tough guy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that movie.
With Joe Piscopo.
I've seen that. That's an awful movie.
Horrible movie.
Hey, listen, I know we got to do a break, but I just want to say something to HBO.
As long as we're on the topic of movies, because I, as you know, I am a man who spends roughly 50% of my life watching television. I wish that HBO, for the love of God, if I'm going to pay DirecTV to get all of the HBO channels, I know you've got crappy movies, and I know you've got junk that you have to run, like the making of movies and stuff like that, but please, for the love of God, would you stop running Babar the Elephant? And there's another kid's show called George and Martha that they run all the friggin' time.
Even my kids are not into Babar, and I have some very good news for you that my daughter is super into something brand new.
What?
Superman.
Oh, really?
Yes, she had a videotape of Superman.
Wow.
Not the cartoon Superman.
Good for her.
And she came in the other day. She had her pajama bottoms on, and she had put her underwear over her pajama bottoms and wanted Mommy to tie a cape around her so she could be Superman.
Good for her.
Even though I'm not turbo into Superman, it was kind of cool that she was into Superman, because now it's like going into the next level of cartoon stuff, which is very cool.
For her. And perhaps she'll follow my lead.
Mm-hmm.
When I actually put my, I think it was a Batman cape on.
Right.
And jumped off the roof of my house.
God, I hope not.
And broke my arm.
I'll be instructing her not to do that this weekend.
God, I do love my Superman and Batman. I do love them, but please stop running that. And there's a third one on HBO that they run. It's mainly in the morning when they run Babar and when they run George and Martha. Is it Paddington Bear?
Might be Paddington Bear. So. Might be the,
Little Bear.
Might be Little Bear, but
whatever it is.
Little Bear is good. I like Little Bear.
HBO is for adults.
I like most of the bears. I like Paddington Bear. I like Little Bear. I like the Bear in the Big Blue House.
The Berenstain Bears?
Bear in the Big Blue House is some of the neatest music on any of those.
I just want to see R-rated movies on HBO. Mm-hmm. It's all I want to see.
It's time for quiet time.
I can't wait till your kids grow up. Get out of that face. Thank God there was no Barney when Bart was a little kid.
My kids grow up, we're still doing this show. I'll tell you right now, I'm coming to work drunk.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, there's the touchstones. Let's clear them out. Call 100, secret song number 7, phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
Number 1, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Gang, looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Proudly, down to only 2 herpes pills a day. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No, that's not true. It's 4 if you count both of us.
Yeah, but 8 was a real hassle.
Between the 2 of us, it was 16.
16, and that's just not livable. You can't have sex like that.
So now, Mike and I each only take 2 herpes pills a day.
Yeah, 16 pills. I mean, I'd rather infect other people.
Who are having... taking too much time taking pills, less time having herpetal sex.
Yeah, really?
Herpetal. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I'm waiting right by, waiting for the show to start. I'm up in Fredneck. Just want to talk to Don and Mike. Let them know that there's no one in line as of yet.
Except us,
the 3 of us.
Well, that means you should get a pretty good seat.
Well, that's what we're hoping for.
Right. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye. And only 5 hours beforehand.
Huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm the 100th caller?
Yes, you are.
Right on.
Frankly, we are not offended that there is not a line.
Oh, no.
5 hours before the show in Frederick, okay. Maryland.
No, not at all.
We're fine with that.
Absolutely.
Listen, what's your name, my friend?
I'm Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
Bakersfield, California.
Joe, you've won the limited edition ABC TV wool bomber jacket based around the TV show The Job. The Job, starring Dennis Leary. ABC's new and original series premieres Wednesday, March 14th, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central on ABC. Now, are you ready to go for $500?
Sure.
Got it for you. Secret song number 7. You don't sound confident.
I'm just jazzed to be on the radio show, buddy.
Gotcha. All right, buddy. $500. I'm going to tell you the clue that it was a top 20 record from the 1990s.
Okay.
From the early 1990s. We need title and artist. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Bare Naked Ladies.
And we wish you... Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
There it is. I love it when you perform today's contemporary hits. If if we do give away the money, it's courtesy of the guys upstairs at Main Street Title.
Whatever good they want from me is a part of a giant government conspiracy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I have the lyrics wrong on that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, who taught you that one?
Yeah, I taught myself. See, I didn't get some help that time.
What was the song you were trying to sing?
I don't know. It's a song I like. It's a song, you know. Ding, 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 ding. It's a part of a giant government conspiracy. We need bare naked ladies.
Yeah.
For $500.
Give us the title and artist, please.
Okay. Title is Back in Black by AC/DC.
And no. Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Great.
Thanks. Hold on a second.
Thanks, guys.
I just tried to get my wife and kid on the phone. Right. They're on their way home from school with carpool, and they were in a bad cell. Probably just as well that I was not able to reach my wife, because last night we had one of those nights.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, everything's fine, but it was one of those nights. Now,
it's too long a winter.
My wife's going through some hormonal thing. I'm not saying that as a joke.
Right.
That's a fact. It's a chemical imbalance that she
wouldn't be offended that you say that. She would probably agree, correct?
Well, it's the truth, though.
You didn't answer me. Would she be offended if you said that? I'm not sure.
I don't know. all I know is that there was a problem with my kid last night where he was yelling at her about something.
Okay.
And we had a discussion a couple of weeks ago. We said, you don't yell at your mom.
Right.
And then I said to him, if you yell at mom again, I'm going to start taking away driving privileges.
Mm-hmm.
So she, because you remember, we're in the big countdown now, just 25 days until the boy gets his license.
My God, less than a month.
Wow. So she came in last night, and she said to me, he was just yelling at me. You know, he had stuff that he was supposed to do, and that he was yelling at her.
When he yells, how would you characterize the yelling? I mean, are there degrees? Is it,
I think the term yell is not correct. It's
raising
more like
the voice.
It's more like just giving crap.
Taking a tone.
Yeah. Right. So
don't take a tone with me.
Right. So I call him in, and I say, did you give mom crap? Did you yell at mom? Well, I don't know. Did you or did you not? And we get it solved, and I say, that's fine. The first day you get your license, you're not allowed to drive. I told you I'm serious about this. Now go do whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is that Bart has to learn with Frida, and especially when she's like she is now, is, you know this, when Frida argues and when Frida gets mad, she holds nothing back. She absolutely goes for the jugular every time. I mean, she says the thing that is going to kick you in the balls and you're not going to be able to recover from, because if you say anything in return, what you say is going to be so over-the-top mean.
If you're competing.
Yes, that you lose either way.
Yeah.
If you get in one of these fights with my wife, she says something to you that is so devastating that you cannot come back with anything, because
you speak like a man with experience.
Yes, because what you come back with is going to be so awful,
right,
that it makes what she said,
mm-hmm,
virtually nothing. It makes what she said a compliment.
So let me see if I've got you straight. What you're saying here is that when she gives you a real horrible zinger, you can't play the game of trying to top. Because in order to top what she said, she goes for the preemptive strike.
Yes.
And if you try to get the counter preemptive strike, you're going to have to do something that's so awful that not only will it be devastating, but it'll be used against you forever.
Yes, that you immediately lose. And listen, the more power to her. She's been that way the whole time we've been married, 20 years. She's done it all the time. She does it with us. She does it with her family. I don't know if she does it with her friends or not. I've never seen her to this level with her friends, but she does it. So I had the discussion with Bart, and I said, you know, no driving for the first day you get your license. That was the rule. You don't give mom crap. You don't give mom lip. Now, go do whatever jobs you have to do. Just go do them. You know, get out of here. Just go do what she told you to do. So he's doing it. I see him later, and he's down. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, Mom said that I'm not her friend anymore. Mom said that I used to be her friend, and now I'm not her friend. So I'm sitting him down, and I said, listen, you know, you got to understand how mom works. Well, mom's no different than anybody else. She gets mad. She says stuff. She goes right for the vein. She's going to say something to really get to you. But I said, listen, mom and I love you. Mom will always be there for you. I will always be there for you. But for whatever reason, he's convinced that Frida has totally turned against him.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of this one thing that she said, where she said to him, you're not my friend anymore. Okay.
Oh, boy.
You know, listen.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I'm talking to him, and I said, listen, don't you know all the times that mom yelled at me and said stuff at me? I said, mom has said stuff at me 1 million times worse than that, and she'll get over it. She'll be fine. You know, it was just an argument. Don't worry about it. And he said, well, no, Dad, you don't know. She really meant it. And I said, no, you don't know mom very well. Mom just got mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
She's your friend. No, she's not. She said she's not my friend anymore.
Not my friend. Friend gone.
Not my friend. So I said, listen, let's just go get this straightened out right now.
Right.
And he said, no, don't go in there. She shut the door. She said, don't go in. I said, oh, come on. This is my house. I can go in and talk to mom if I want.
Uh-oh.
So.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I go in.
Uh-oh.
And she's lounging in the tub. And I said, now at this point, Bart's at the door. At the door to the bedroom, because she's in the bathtub. You know, we don't want to, you know, she doesn't want him in there. He doesn't want to be in. So he's at the doorway, and I'm standing at the doorway to the bathroom. And I'm looking in, and I said,
that's an interesting little picture you paint here.
Well, no, he's at the doorway.
No, I understand. No, I know that. I'm just saying it's just a little family dynamic. You know, he can't see in there, and you're kind of the intermediary.
Right? Yeah. So I go,
she's soaking in the tub.
I go in, and I go, hey, listen, come on. I tell the boy that you're pissed at him, but that you're going to be his friend. Because he takes you seriously when you say this. And that started the next level, where she started just screaming at me, screaming at him. Now, and not screaming, but you know when my wife has a real high pitch tone to her voice?
I believe we've heard it on the show.
She started saying that what Bart was doing was turning the situation around to make it so that I felt bad for him when actually he's the one who did something that was wrong. And no, she was not his friend. And that we should both get out of the room.
Wow, so it was pretty heavy duty.
Yeah, so, you know, at that point, you know, I look at him and I go, I put my hands up in there. I go, go do the stuff.
Right.
Go do what you got to do. So he goes downstairs, and then he does what he does. Now, maybe an hour and a half pass, and it's now going on 11 o'clock, and he's been downstairs. A part of the thing that she said to him was, and I can't complain with the bitch that she has about him, that, you know, I love my son more than anything. He is the biggest freaking slob in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he eats something, he just leaves it where he eats it. When he comes home from school, you can see the trail of clothes. You can see where he left his shoes. You can see where he took his socks off. You can see where he took his vest off. You can
not
see,
unlike a teenager. I mean, you know, most teenagers do that.
But it drives my wife crazy.
Right.
It's the pet peeve that drives her nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So he cleans up all this stuff, and it's about 10:40 last night. We're getting ready to go to bed. He comes up to the room, and he says, hey, I just made mom breakfast for tomorrow morning. I mean, this is how flipped out he is by this comment that she mm-hmm. made. He said, I made mom breakfast. I'm going to put it in the refrigerator. I said, great, great. That's a good idea. Things will be fine tomorrow. She comes in the bedroom.
Hope it wasn't fried eggs.
He sits down, and they start to talk.
Right.
Now, at that point, they're having the civil discussion that they should have had 2 hours before this.
Well, they had to work it through. They had
cool
to punch
off
their way out of it.
Well,
not literally, but, you know.
But here's the dynamic. Frida and I are laying in bed. Bart is sitting at the foot of our bed. He's not even ready for bed yet. And he's starting to have this dialogue with her. Meanwhile, I've been through all this crap. I've just been the in the middle person. And I said, hey, listen, you know what? Look what time it is here, okay? 10:40.
Did they both turn on you at that point?
I said, I got to get up at 5:40 tomorrow because I got to go to my kickboxing class. So why don't we just table this for now? Bart said, okay, fine. Good night. See you guys in the morning. He leaves. He leaves. She folds her arms. She's laying in bed. I'm like, what's the problem? She said, no problem. I said, what's the problem? No problem. She said, why do you ask me when you really don't want to know? And I said, no, come on, I want to know. What's the problem? And she said, well, the problem is that he and I were finally having the discussion that we should have had a couple of hours ago. And as soon as we started having the discussion, you stopped the discussion because you wanted to go to sleep. And I said, yes, I did.
Right.
That's right. She said, okay, well, that's what's wrong. And I said, well, why is that wrong? It's going on 11 o'clock now. Everybody in this house has to go to bed. And then she says, you know what? Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Good night. I'm fine. And now I know that, and now I've fallen in to the exact same trap that I've been describing to my son for the previous hour.
Right. Yes.
Where she is, I know she's pissed.
She, like many women in many households, is a very powerful woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She rolls over and she says, everything's fine. Good night. Put on what dumb TV show you want to put on to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. She turns off the light. And I'm laying there, and I said, what? Come on, tell me, what is it? Is it the fact that I sent him out? We've got to get some sleep around here. She says, I told you everything's fine. I said, what do you mean everything's fine? And then she rolled over, and she said, my life is just a mess. And I realized that I've opened up a can of worms now that I don't want to open up. Because now she's starting to tell me what's on her mind.
Right.
She says, all I do is wait on you and wait on him all the time. You know, I drive carpool sometimes twice a day because you're working out. You don't do a carpool in the morning. He's a slob. No one ever tells me thank you for anything. And at this point, I can't help it. My eyes are glazing over.
Getting a little sleepy?
And no, I'm bored, and she knows it. And she says, see, why do we even bother to tell you this? You don't want to hear what's bothering me,
mm-hmm.
So why do you ask me what's bothering me? I said, well, because I wanted to know what was bothering. She said, no, you don't want to know what's bothering me. You just want to hear that everything's fine. Well, everything's fine. Good night.
And that's how it ended?
And that's how it ended.
Wow. Very little contact today?
Oh, no, lots of contact today.
Things okay today?
Yeah, things are fine today. She woke up today.
That's the worst time to have a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Bedtime.
I think so.
Well, I know so. I mean, I've read books about it where they say that's not when you want to do. The last time you want to argue is, A, when you're tired, and, you know, bedtime certainly falls into that category. Late at night, when you're exhausted and you're at the end of your day and everybody's wiped out, is the worst time because you're shorter with somebody. And it's the, you know that, don't you? It's the worst time to argue.
Listen, she was right that at that point, I just want to go to bed.
Right.
Like, I'm glad that those two wanted to work it out.
You want to go to bed, but you also want closure. You want it to be solved. You want to fix the problem. You want it to be tied up in a nice, neat little bow, and you're not going to get that in a million years, and that makes you frustrated.
Well, you're not going to get that quickly in a million years.
No way.
You're looking at another half hour, an hour of more discussion.
Right. But usually, at that time, if you go for that longer discussion and you go into that past sleep time, that's when Laura and I have had our worst argument.
Not productive.
I don't think it's a good time to argue.
So it ends up that she just rolls over and she says, good night. And, you know, I tried a couple of times where I rolled over and it's like, you know, I touched her on the arm and I said, hey. You know, I'm not looking for any action.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, hey, how you doing? She says, real phony. I'm fine. Things are great. Good night.
Okay.
All right. So
she goes to sleep on that note. She can.
Yes.
My wife can go to sleep on that note, too.
That is a unique trait.
Sleep like a baby. I'm not good at it.
That's a unique trait that they have.
Uh-huh. I think, how many women, I'd be curious to know.
We don't have.
Is that a male thing? Because I'd be curious to know how many women are able to do that, that can actually, you know, have that little thing and then just go off to dreamland. You know, can leave you with a zinger and then just sleep like a baby when guys will toss and turn, whether that's a male thing or whether that's a type A thing. I'm not sure. It just, it's very, very difficult.
I would ask you, Buzz, but of course you never argue with your wife, so you're not the correct person to ask about that.
Well, we have tense moments, and yeah, I think she has that ability also.
Robin, to get a good night's sleep after a little tiff.
Oh, sure.
After Carrie lets off a big zinger, a lot of times she goes to sleep or she's unconscious. I can't remember. It's one or the other, but she seems comfortable.
So anyway, that was affecting his image as a Klansman and wife beater.
Well, right. You know, Mike, in every bit of comedy,
yeah.
Oh, God, Rob. So that was my night last night. And
everything's okay today?
Yeah, but today I made the mistake of overreacting then.
Right.
That I got up and I came down and said, how you doing? And I'll say to Frida's credit, she was absolutely fine.
Right.
But I made the mistake of over-asking.
Did she have the breakfast that he made for her this morning when she...
Yes.
Did that help?
Yeah, well, I don't know, because I was out before either of them today. I mean, I was... Yeah, I got to go to my kickboxing class.
Yeah, right. I know.
So I'm out of the house, right? But they were both happy
good
when I left.
What time do you leave the house to go to your kickboxing class?
Just after 6 a.m.
Wow.
So... You know, she had to take him to school today, do the double duty.
Right.
And she got back home, and she had gone to the store. And part of the problem is that my wife, she does everything for me. And, I mean, that's not a problem. I love that about her. But she does so much for me that it's impossible to thank her for everything that she does for me.
Right.
It's like I was sitting at home watching The White Shadow. She was getting out buying all the food for the diet and getting the laundry from the dry cleaner and also getting me a new pair of tennis shoes because I'm so Howard Hughes-ish that I won't go out and buy my own tennis shoes.
Right.
But she buys me tennis shoes, and like she comes in with all these bags. I was like, hi, how you doing? She said, you know, and I could just tell as soon as she came in. She goes, I'm fine. But, you know, this is exactly what she'd been talking about last night. Here she is with bags of food and my clothes from the cleaners and a pair of shoes that she picked up for me because
right,
I don't want to go to Sports Authority and have some weird guy touching my feet. You know, I'm sorry, I don't.
Why don't you do mail order?
I did, and the last pair that I got on mail order cut into the back of my heel.
Okay. Yes, sneakers are, well, shoes are something you got to go out and get.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't like doing it. I mean, I've told you before, I've got to be the only guy in the world. I have bought a house without looking at it. I mean, I've bought a house by driving by and saying, I'll take it.
Right.
I've done that. I've bought a car without ever driving it.
Mm-hmm.
I've just gone into the dealership and said, I've never driven it, but I'll take it.
The key is very little personal contact with other human beings.
I buy shoes without trying them on.
Right.
I buy pants without trying them on. I buy virtually everything in my life without trying them on. And then the problem is, if something's wrong, I don't like to return them.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like you can return a house or return a car.
So how long has the... Is that something she's done regularly, gone out and purchased shoes for you?
Yeah.
Have you been doing that for a long time?
She does all the time.
That's the first time I've heard of it.
All the time.
Does she buy pants and stuff for you? Same type of thing?
Yeah.
I think you might have mentioned that a couple of times.
She buys shirts for me.
Right.
Everything. She buys underpants for me.
Well, my wife's gone out and bought me stuff, but I mean, she buys it for you exclusively.
Yes.
You don't shop.
No.
You don't go out and shop.
I hate to shop.
Very good.
I hate to shop.
That is a good deal.
Yeah, no, I know it's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is that when she came in today with all these bags, and again, she's doing stuff for me, that I overcompensated. I said thank you, and then I realized that I'm saying thank you too much. Mm. And by saying thank you too much, I'm starting to annoy her. You know, because I'm overcompensating.
That's a difficult line to walk.
Hey, thanks for getting me those shoes. I really...
It's a little... Because you feel if you say it one too many times, you'll feel like you're taking advantage. It's weird. It's a weird line.
I said, I didn't expect you to get me the shoes. Thank you. She said, well, I was by the store. I know you wouldn't get them for yourself. And I said, well, thanks. Thanks very much. Hey, thanks for going to the GNC and getting the vitamins. Well, I know you wouldn't go and get them for yourself. So... Okay, and then I started with the, hey, what's going on? What's the problem?
She said,
no problem. I said, no, come on, what's going on? What's the problem? There's no problem. I said, what, come on, is it because you went out and did that stuff? I didn't ask you to get me the shoes. I said, I didn't ask, thank you, but I didn't ask you to get me the shoes.
That's bad when
you go down.
That's a very bad move.
I know. And that's all, so anyway, That's where I'm at. She's fine.
Good.
I'm fine. It was just one of those things.
This is why I'm not in therapy.
I swear to God, this is not. This is why I'm.
You just had like a purging session, yeah. And I recognize those very clearly. It was necessary.
This is why I do not see. I don't go see Lorraine Bracco. I don't have to. I got this microphone right here.
Right.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That's good.
So that's that. And then
so everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's
just fine.
Yeah, everything's more than fine.
Well, just
more than fine.
Oh boy.
No. I'm just gonna watch. I'm not gonna rehash any of this stuff.
Okay, I know. Okay,
I promise.
I know.
Just watch.
I know.
Watch, listen, learn.
I will.
Right here. If she picked up the phone.
Uh-huh. Could she have been listening to the whole thing?
Well, she might still be in the car.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
Okay, really?
Yeah, I'm really fine.
Really, or is this the fake really?
No, I'm fine. You're not in danger of me losing my temper or screaming and saying something below the belt to you right now. Maybe later, you know.
Oh, come on.
No, you're exactly right. You told it exactly as it happened.
Would you like to, was there any part you'd like to retell differently?
No, that's exactly right. I scream and say horrible, awful things.
Did I say you screamed?
Yes, you do.
When did I say you screamed?
Was I supposed to look at the clock and write it down?
When did I say you screamed?
Am I supposed to tell you the exact time? What are you asking me?
Did I say it today?
Yes.
I don't remember saying it.
I can't fix your brain.
You want me to go back and get the tape and prove to you I didn't say you screamed?
No, you don't have to prove it to me because I heard it.
In what part of the conversation did I say you screamed?
You know what? Just listen to the whole tape if you want. I don't care whether you recognize it or not that you said I screamed and that you say I say horrible things and hit below the belt.
Well, now listen. That's a fact, honey.
That's
a fact. When you argue,
exactly right.
When you argue with somebody,
you're exactly right. I say horrible things I can't take back and hit below the belt. That's exactly right.
But honey, listen.
You know what?
When you argue,
no, you're exactly right, and you're a saint to put up with me.
Didn't I just get done saying how great she is and how she does everything for
me? Oh, yeah. You're a saint to put up with me because I will do all these slavish things for you, even though I have screws loose. I don't know.
I'm not saying you have screws loose.
You know what? It wouldn't be worth it. I don't know how you do it. It wouldn't be worth it to me to live with somebody, even if they waited on me, even if they went and got my shoes and all that kind of brainless stuff that a person might do. It wouldn't be worth it if they said horrible things and screamed, but, you know.
Mom, you don't say horrible things and scream.
I didn't think so either, Barb. Thank you. But, you know, I'm sure Daddy's right.
Hold on. Listen, as long as the whole family is here.
No, I don't want to be on. I don't want to be on right now.
As long as the whole family is here.
You know what? If something was bothering me, I'm glad it helped you not go to a therapist to discuss it. It might send me to a therapist.
What might send you to a therapist?
You're discussing it.
What, the fact that I discuss it on the radio? But you have an open forum. You can say anything you like.
You can say anything you like from your point of view.
I'm giving you the same opportunity now.
I don't want the opportunity. Thanks anyway.
Okay, let's just talk about one isolated thing. Last night.
You know what? Bart doesn't want to discuss it.
No.
I don't want to discuss it. And I guess what our feelings don't really play any part of what is discussed.
Well, of course they do. I didn't think it was that big a deal.
Thanks for asking.
It was a standard family argument.
Thanks for asking. It was an argument between Bart and myself to begin with.
Yes, but I got dragged into it.
I didn't drag you.
Oh, hold on. Who came in and said to me last night?
Pardon. You know what? Excuse me for asking you to co-parent.
And I did.
Okay. Well, that's amazing because, you know, when you've got one parent that's screaming and saying horrible things, not only to you, but you say I say that to Bart, then you're absolutely necessary.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on a second. First off, I do my share of parenting. And second, why would you say to him, I'm not your friend?
Goodbye. I did not say that. Goodbye.
You did not.
She didn't say it last night. She said it before I told you.
When before?
I don't know.
Well, come on, when before?
I don't write down the dates.
You know. Okay. Fine. Okay. I'll see ya.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
That means hello.
Adios. Adios.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you too.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Join us tomorrow for another edition of Father Knows Dick.
I knew when you made that call, it was going to go like that.
I'd rather make the call there than make it off the air, because I didn't think I was doing anything wrong by having the discussion.
Did you expect that you get that when you called?
No.
You didn't?
Of course not. No, I didn't. I thought that she would give it back a little bit.
Right.
You know, I didn't think that she would go into that, you know, that...
Right.
That tack.
So anyway...
La, da, da, da.
There you go. Well, there you have it.
Well, everything's been worked out, I think.
Yeah, things are fine.
Everything's fine.
Things were fine.
I mean, things might not be fine now, but things will be fine even after this.
I think it'll be just fine.
Yes.
Fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. It's fine and fine, fine.
It's all good. I do not want to talk to people about this situation.
No, you don't want to get advice from outsiders.
Why are you screening calls on this?
Well, we rarely do that. You're going to get angry.
I know I will.
You're going to get very angry.
I know I will.
Well, let's see what happens.
Okay.
It's up. You make those decisions.
Well, I'll tell you.
Take those calls. I just know that, you know, out of one of those calls, you're going to get.
Well, I know. I'll tell you right here. First call, Frank. Does she thank you for providing for her?
Right.
Second call.
See, that's not. None of these calls.
Ben, Don, you're an a-hole. You need to straighten up.
None of these calls will be productive in any way.
Third call, Kevin. Disagrees with Don about Don letting Bart drive. Fourth call. Ricky, woman. Advice. Thanks, advice.
I think you're getting angry just reading the topic.
Yeah, I don't even have to take the calls to get angry at these people. Oh. Please, my life's on display, but don't comment on it. You're not allowed to comment on it.
They're forbidden.
I have to live it. You may not comment on it.
You may be late already.
That's right. Although we do have one guy calling us from inside the club.
Very good.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm calling from inside Exhale.
Yes.
And I just want to let you know you're dealing with an extremely intelligent management by letting all of us fools who are standing outside in the cold inside to start drinking.
Well, now we heard that there was only three people there.
No, that was me earlier. But now there are, I'd say, probably about two dozen here.
Ah, so uh-huh. It's, and they're letting
already,
you in there?
Already inside.
They're letting you in the club?
Yes.
So you're saying
so you're dealing with an extremely intelligent.
So the crowd has, just to make sure that I'm accurately getting the information out, the crowd has swelled to eight times its original mass.
If your math is correct, I would agree with that assessment.
There were three, there are now 24 people in the club.
Well, I would urge you to pace yourself, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, remember.
That's good advice.
We ain't going to be there for 4.5 more hours.
Rob's shaking his head. Okay, well, I guess you don't have to pace yourself.
I would like to mention the fact that, you know, this is another AU grad.
Oh, you know, that's the type of person that would be at a show 5 hours early drinking. Go ahead and drink.
I wanted to beat the rush, though.
That's great. All right, fantastic. Well, you know,
and if I could give a shout out.
Are you sure you haven't been drinking already?
No, I have not. I speak like this normally.
All right, go. What? Hurry, please.
My boys waiting here.
It's a shame that phone's breaking up.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's an AU grad. I'm surprised you could work the phone.
All right, listen. Let me just get rid of all these people. Hello?
Hey.
Yes, my life is not for you to comment on. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello, are you still there?
Yeah.
How dare you comment on my life? Hello, are you still there?
Get Bart drive! Get Bart drive!
Walk a mile in my shoes. Thank you.
That's somebody who's, are you holding to that first day of the license?
Yes.
Wow.
Rules is rules, parts is parts. Hello, Don and Mike. Thank you for hanging up. I appreciate that.
That's good. Good person.
I did not have to tell you, don't comment on my life. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, I don't want
don't to comment.
Comment.
Great. Don't comment on my life. Thank you. Don't tell me to be careful. Okay?
You be careful, Don.
That's the easiest way to get you mad.
Yeah, right.
You be careful. Hey, let's be careful out there.
All right, let's do a... Let's do a break, and we'll come right back, okay? And see okay. if I have the balls to call my house during the break or not.
I'm taking a walk down the hall.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't delay.
Wearing their game day attire, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, time for an experiment now.
Very good.
Not like our last experiment. And we complain a lot about our network, Westwood One.
Yeah, we do, quite often.
And, you know, with good reason.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess that Ken Stevens, who unfortunately is our emissary, he's our go-between between us and the network.
Has been for years.
He went up to Westwood One to plead our case. And Westwood One sent back... as proof that they are behind the show, this from the Westwood One Weekly Fax, where they just fax stuff to radio stations, like 5,000 faxes to stations across America.
So you're telling me that that meeting resulted in a fax?
Well, they put out a weekly fax, and I guess that we had not been included in the weekly fax.
Good.
Let me see. They have stuff like... The Charles Osgood Show.
Right.
The Beatles Show.
Mm-hmm.
Craig and Company makes mornings memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Morning Madness and Music.
Craig and Company, is that another new flavor?
Yeah.
Is that a new flavor they've added to their ice cream tray?
I guess so. And then it says, Westwood One's Don and Mike Drive Ratings. And of course they have the old caricature that's like 12 years old of us.
Are we ready for an update?
And it says, among men 25-54, Westwood One's Don and Mike are number one in Washington, Sacramento, and Wichita, and Reno. Try a different take on the news and events of the day. Call Dennis Green, who has a phone number, and get on board the Don and Mike Express.
Does he do that in the off season?
Not that Dennis Green.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
So what we're going to do now is, Rob, get ready.
All right.
You're going to be the station manager in Birmingham, Alabama.
All right.
Of WCNT. Okay?
Right. Very good.
You're going to take the call off the air over here.
Okay.
Since we can't put this guy on the air without getting his permission.
Right.
But I'd be curious to know exactly how they pitch the show, because... A different take on news and events of the day.
Huh. It's about the worst description of this show that I've ever heard.
That's not how I describe it.
No.
That's WCNT Birmingham, Alabama?
Yeah, because that's a market that's right in the breadbasket of Westwood One.
Is that still AM 1430?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
How's our signal?
You cover half the market.
Okay.
Perfect.
But you can say that you got the facts and you're curious.
Sure. At WCNT, we don't leave you out.
And I'm curious to see how they would how they sell the show.
Okay.
Dennis Green?
Dennis Green. And if he's not there, speak to someone else.
His brother Tom.
And of course, there's not a chance that Westwood One's listening to us right now, so that they know we're going to do this.
Hi, this is Rob Williamson at WCNT in Birmingham, Alabama. How are you? Great. I got this fax about the Don and Mike show, and it's get on board the Don and Mike Express. The rating successful looks great. What can you tell me about the show?
Here we go.
This is what I'm curious to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's edgy, eh?
Edgy. That's a good sales term.
Mm-hmm. What about the different take on news and events of the day? What does that mean?
It's not automatable. That's going to be tough for me.
There's the positive feedback.
Yeah. You can tell the guy's really selling the show.
It says try a different news and events of the day. What is it, a current events program? Yeah, I'm reading the facts here. It says try a different take on the news.
He doesn't know what he's reading.
Rob's jotting notes.
So far, edgy and not automatable.
Right. Oh, Rob just wrote down spoof. The guy must have said that was a spoof.
Ah.
Rob looks like he's bored.
What is a Las Vegas style show?
Ask him what happens on an average show.
Okay. Well, how long is the show? What are they? Yeah.
This is fascinating. This is really fascinating.
That's right. And I guess I'd have to carry it live, like you said. What goes on in an average show? I mean, describe an average show to me. I'm curious.
This is what I want to hear.
Yeah.
He can't.
Hold it. How could a morning zoo work in the afternoon?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no surprise.
You wonder why we're not cleared in more markets?
Mm-hmm.
Ask him what constitutes a morning zoo. You're not familiar with the term.
Well, I like outlandish and outrageous, but I've got a certain mindset with morning zoo. How are they like a morning zoo, but in the afternoon?
Good question.
Do they have a snare drum?
Hey.
Do they have a snare drum? I mean, do they do whistles? What kind? Do they play music? No, it's a talk show, right? So it's not...
Morning zoo.
Morning
it's so nice
zoo.
That we're being called a morning zoo.
Wacky.
No.
Oh, now Rob's making faces.
Okay, when is the last time you heard it? Like, just describe the most recent episode you heard. It's on now, isn't it? Yeah, I guess it is. Sure. Oh, I see. So you don't hear it. But, okay, when's the last time you heard an episode of it? Yeah. Last week? What happened on that episode?
Last week. This guy's in New York, so he could hear it every night.
Can you tell me? You don't know what happened? Can you walk me through any episode? Like, just a typical episode.
This is so cool.
Anything at all? I mean, can you name me any specific? Because I'd love to get on board the, how do you say it? Don and Mike Express?
Ask him how we've been handling the killing in San Diego.
How did they handle the shooting in San Diego, for example? They don't cover it at all? It's a massive story. What would they cover instead? It is a news story, but, I mean, it says it's a different... This is a misleading article. I'm not sure Don and Mike is what I'm looking for. Because it says a different take on news... We're news talk. And I'm thinking that this would be a nice way to give a different spin. And this is sounding not at all like what we need.
I'll tell you, Rob's doing a great impression of a general manager.
You know, ask them, do they take phone calls
on
current events?
Phone calls regarding current events? Well, what topics do they broach with the phone callers?
What topics do they broach?
Well, I mean, do they throw it? How do they work it? Like, for example...
If he could use a word to describe the show, one word to describe the show, what would he use?
Is it like Limbaugh? If you could describe the show, Dennis, what
in one word.
In one word. Yeah, simplify it for me.
Not finding a word, is he? Not one.
Well, I mean, just simplify it for me. If you think of the Don and Mike show in one word, what would it be? Would it be zoo?
You know, if this wasn't our real career, this would really be funny.
Yeah. This is very sad, but this is the way it's always been. It's no surprise.
Talented.
Yeah. Ask him what his favorite part of the show is.
Well, we like that money demographic, as I'm sure you know.
Hey, do you think they even know
what's
that we have Buzz?
Part of the show.
We should ask.
Ask them if they have a news. Do they have a newsman?
A news department.
News department.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them if they have a news department, huh?
Still getting the favorite part of the show.
Do you like the callers? Do they do any news at all? No news at all?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow.
And ask if we're on in New York.
He knows that.
Ask him how we're doing in New York.
Let's see what answer we get for that. No news at all. Buzz, sorry about that.
I'm invisible.
You're like my jump rope. Wow.
That's
great.
The Ron and Fez. Yeah. Now
he's mentioning Ron and Fez.
Play in New York. How does it play in New York? I know it's a long way from Birmingham to New York, but what's the response been like in New York? How long has it been on in New York? Under a year, and you don't have any numbers or anything that you could fax me? Well, nutshell it for me.
God damn.
Right. Right.
Nutshell it.
Sounds like Rob's getting a hell of a sell.
Yeah.
But is it on an upward slant? Do you think the New Yorkers love it? Or do they hate it? They don't hate it, no?
They don't hate it. That's encouraging.
Okay, but do you see it working in New York? I mean, you're up there. What's the feel?
Ask him if he thinks it's a Birmingham type show.
Okay. Ask him if he knows. Does he know of any other stations close to Birmingham?
Do you know of any other stations close to Birmingham that carry the Don and Mike show? I mean, anything in Alabama? Maybe something.
Does he?
Anything at all?
We're on a Mobile.
We're on a Mobile.
We're very successful in Mobile.
You guys see anything in that area?
No.
How about in the southern part?
Unbelievable.
No. Unbelievable.
Okay, check it out.
Oh, man. You know what? You're right. It's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad.
It's funny, but it's sad.
Yeah.
Anything at all?
In the south.
In the south? Mobile. Yeah.
He got Mobile. Okay. He found it. Fantastic, he found it. Only took him half an hour.
Ask him how he thinks it would play in Birmingham.
Number one in Wichita. Well,
you just hear that thumping?
Yeah.
You don't have... Yeah, well, yes and no, it isn't. It's a different mood set in Wichita. How do you think, Dennis, how do you think it would play in Birmingham? Well, because Wichita is north. We're here very far south, and there's a difference...
It's the Bible Belt.
Well, I wouldn't call it south. I mean, we're right. We're the buckle of. I'm not looking to argue with you here, friend. What? How do you think it would play? How do you think it would play in Birmingham? I mean, your opinion, though. You do? Okay. Can you hold on a sec? I appreciate it. He thinks it'd play well in Birmingham.
Good.
Right, now tell him that you have a 500-watt. Daytime AM station, dial position 550.
Would they want to go on that one?
Okay. Ask, say,
okay. And we only be able to put it on for 2 hours.
Dennis, I'm on hold. Hey, they're plugging the Beatles show on hold.
Hey, fantastic.
It's possible by this point.
Somebody's going to tap him on the shoulder.
Someone at Westwood One has come down
maybe,
the hall.
Maybe, but you never know.
Phil, you learned plenty.
That thumping that you heard could have been Ken throwing something at the wall upstairs.
Absolutely.
Dennis? Hi, listen. It looks great. I think we'll give it a try. Listen, we've got a 500-watt day timer. We're WCNT. We're at 5:50 a.m., and I can carry it live, but only 2 hours. We'll grab 4 and 5 o'clock. How's that sound? Yes, WCNT.
He's taking it. He's writing
it down. He hung up.
He just hung up.
Oh, how was that, Rob?
You know what? It got a little Tony at the end when he was like, listen, friend. I said, listen, I'm not looking for an argument, friend. Nor am I, sir. But, you know, you heard a lot of the answers that I was getting. There's no news department.
No.
They don't address current events. And your Las Vegas style show has showgirls.
And it's a morning zoo in the afternoon?
Basically, yeah. But he doesn't know if there's a snare drum.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Okay. Right. So I think it'll work in Birmingham.
Fantastic.
It works well in Wichita, and that's a comparable
Looking
market.
Looking forward to that 2 hour clear on WCNT.
Yeah, the mighty 550.
All right, there's a glimpse behind the scenes at how our network operates.
Do you ever wonder when you talk to friends around the country why we might not be in your market? Yeah, I think you got the answer.
Because you just heard that some guy from Birmingham on WCNT read the fax, called, and... got the supreme pitch from Westwood One on the show.
Absolutely. You can feel the love.
Did we hear that you say they mentioned Ron and Fez?
Oh, yeah, and other shows in New York. that perhaps, you know, are also doing well. And, you know, he says, you know, these are a lot like, he's compared your show to another show in the Westwood One staple, Ron and Fez. He says a lot like Ron and Fez.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I couldn't make it up, Mike.
Unbelievable.
And that's no offense to Ron and Fez.
Well, no, but I mean, it could be much different. More different than Ron and Fez.
Oh, my God.
But you have a lot of success, as far as he knows, in Mobile. Although the station isn't that strong, you do very well.
Okay.
Well, you made the news.
They're really behind you around here.
And you know, not only is he sharp at selling, he's sharp on the uptake too. Because only like the fifth time I said WCNT did he start to realize something was hinky.
Yeah, there you go. And then he just hung up. On it.
Yeah, he wouldn't sell me that 2 hours either. They wanted to hold out for more for you. And
well, at least that's good.
Okay, plays well in Wichita.
All right. Well, there you go. That's a little behind the scenes look at the. The Don and Mike Empire.
Absolutely, growing every day.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi Don and Mike.
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Miss Bobby to tell you more.
Okay, tonight, the Don and Mike family packs their bags and heads to Frederick, Maryland. Experience the magic of Exhale Nightclub, 244 South Jefferson Street. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 9. There's no cover. You gotta be 21 to get in. Call 301-698-9226 for more information.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
See you in the club.
Don't miss it.
Hey, Don and Mike, Roger Arno could fill a book.
Don and Mike Show.
A big show tonight. We'll see you there. Don't cost nothing to get in.
I guess they're letting them in early today, too.
And we want to thank Fashion Fantasy in Manassas, Virginia, supplying us all the G-strings and pastries. That girl...
The pasties.
The pasties.
I tell you, they'll all be pasty.
Be wearing tonight at Exhale. 703-330-1900. That is their phone number, and we thank them. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Is this Tom?
I'm with AJ.
Oh, it's
AJ, buddy.
It's Tom Gavin.
Boy, you sound very excited, Tom.
Yes, I do.
Are you on a cell phone, Tom?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone, buddy.
Are you in a car, buddy?
Yeah, I'm in a car. I'm with AJ, buddy.
Are you on the way up to Frederick?
Yes, I am at McDonald's.
Are you having a nice big meal before you go up to Exhale?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to be eating?
Hamburger and a Coke.
Any fries?
No.
Would you like fries with that, Tom?
Yeah.
How do you spell French fries?
F-I-R-E, fries. F-A-L-D.
Fald.
Right.
Hey, have AJ get you some fries, Tom. Yeah, tell him to get you some fries right now.
Hey, I need some fries right now.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, you really have to yell it. Scream it like a monster. I want fries, goddammit.
Well, I couldn't even hear him when he did it that time.
Tom.
Well, yeah.
Keep the phone away from your mouth and say, and at top of your lungs, I want fries, goddammit.
I want fries, goddammit.
That's not mean enough.
No.
Tom, who is AJ? Tom?
Get up. Yes, good afternoon.
Who are you?
See, Tom handed me this headset rig. I can't even hear anybody. Hello.
You know, God knows what kind of loony bin mobile they're in.
Yeah.
It's like that movie, the Dream Team, that Michael Keaton movie. Are you the guy that took sneaky pictures of Tom and I when we were at Ruby Tuesdays?
No, I was not at Ruby Tuesdays, but I did hear about that icky situation that happened. I certainly don't like to do that kind of stuff myself.
How is it that you ended up being Tom's chauffeur for the show tonight?
Well, I was at the wrong place at the right time, I guess. I ended up making contact with some folks, and he needed a ride. So.
You know, we never get a straight answer from any of Tom's handlers.
No, we don't. We don't. We don't
trust. I offered to give him a ride since he had no transportation.
All right, thank you.
Okay, put Tom back on the phone. Wait, hold on. Charlie Boyle is coming down. Running in here. I like it when he does.
Hi, Charlie.
I'm just curious. Did we see you in Tampa, AJ?
Why would we have seen him in Tampa?
Because he likes to take pictures of us.
Really?
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, ask AJ if we saw him in Tampa.
Hey,
Can you?
Ask him if we saw him in Tampa.
Did y'all see him in Tampa? He was there. It's RJ. It's RJ, Don.
Well, I don't know who any. It was Charlie's
question.
Hey,
Tom, is RJ the guy that came with you to the restaurant when you met me for lunch?
No, that was Bill.
So this is another guy.
I know who he is.
Who is he?
He's somebody who will not be taking pictures there tonight.
Hey, right. Tom, tell him, tell RJ he's not taking pictures there tonight.
We don't like having any photographic evidence of the live shows that we do.
Right.
I don't know what's going on. Bill's bringing the t-shirts up.
Tom, put RJ back on the phone.
I know. Yes, I am fully aware of that, and I have no intention of attempting to do that. I'm going to enjoy the show.
Charlie, you want to say anything else to this guy?
I mean, we don't know who this dude is.
I do.
You do?
Yes, when we were sitting at the table doing the Super Bowl show, there was
right.
a guy across one of the little barricade there.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. I think you have a ponytail and a beard?
Yes, sir.
Right. Taking pictures. Okay. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And I was there Friday night with Buzz and Rob A.
Yes,
and
he was.
All right, you're a super fan.
All right, just no pictures tonight.
He's a big fan, but we appreciate that. But listen.
Yes, sir.
No pictures of the Las Vegas style show.
I absolutely will honor that and really had no intention of trying to do anything other than enjoy the show.
Do you have a camera in the car with you?
Yes, I do.
Shocker.
I have a camera with me.
All right.
Well, we're very wary of anyone who chauffeurs Tom around.
Well, I sort of stumbled into this situation, and I'm having a good time doing it, but
all right.
This is the first time, but again,
okay, just
I have
pictures.
No intention of making any photographs.
All right.
No photographs, no videos tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Well, what, Charlie?
I think I know how we stumbled into the situation as well. Tom was looking for a ride, and somebody called Wendell to ask Wendell to give him a ride up there. And the people who called Wendell probably called this guy RJ to ask him to give Tom a ride up there.
Is that the voicemail Wendell wanted me to hear before the show?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, the important thing is Tom Gavin will be at the show tonight.
Yes. Hey, AJ or RJ?
Yes.
Do you have a necklace made of earlobes, of human earlobes?
That's a yes.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you now.
Goodbye.
And, you know, we don't care. If the guy's a big fan of the show, that's great. Come on up.
Yeah, just keep the camera in the car.
Right? But really, the Las Vegas-style shows, that's an intimate thing that we like having just with us.
Yes.
And the people who are there.
And that is for the people that come to the show. That's what it's for, absolutely.
And a lot of times things happen at those shows, and frankly, it's good that there's no photographic record of the things that happen.
Yeah.
We've had some stuff happen at those shows.
Absolutely.
I mean, all of it good.
Of course.
It's just I wouldn't want to see a picture of them later.
Flash bulbs will be confiscated.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
This is Pablo, you fat bastard.
Yes, you son of a bitch, Pablo.
Yeah, my girl came down to the Las Vegas style show at Nations, the sister with the really big, pretty ass, the one that you liked. Saw the other day, remember?
Right, sure, of course. Like
yeah, we came down for the fat-ass Wednesday, but they said there was just no competition. There was someone there that just had a gargantuous ass.
Yeah, we had some winners both in the Fat Tuesday contest and in the Ass Wednesday contest.
Yeah.
But that's looking backwards now, isn't it?
Yeah, ever forward.
We're ever forward. Just call to say hey and keep up the good work, gentlemen.
All right, thanks for the call.
Listen,
opening act tonight for us at Exhale, Club Exhale in Frederick, Maryland. Howard G., the Kiss My Bumper guy.
Just kiss it.
Good luck to him.
Yeah, we like to give all the aspiring young comedians opening shots at our show.
Right, look what it's done for the career of Mike the Cerebral Palsy comic.
Yeah, we feel it toughens the performers up.
And don't forget the blind comic.
Yes. Yeah, they do. They all do a great job. Some get booed, some don't.
Right. I think they'll be kind to Howard.
They'll be very kind. Howard's an experienced comedian. He's done an act for a long time.
So that's tonight at Club Exhale in Fredneck, Maryland. Buzz, I need you to go on the web for me right now.
Okay, what do you need?
Well, I got an email from a friend.
Uh-huh.
About an official Leah Remini site.
Ah, oh,
this was sanctioned by Leah, and I know exactly where I want you to go.
All right. You know, when you mentioned Leah, I think of the other show, Yes, Dear, I was watching Yes, Dear, because I'm going to have that thing on next week, the voice
right,
part.
Your voiceover, yeah.
Did you watch that last night?
No.
Oh, my God, it was funny. They had it was about swingers, where they went to a couple's house, but the couple, the guy who was the swinger, who was hitting on both the couples in that show, was Gary Collins. You know, Gary
the
Collins?
Old dude.
The
right.
old dude.
Right.
Yeah. It was just funny seeing Gary Collins play a swinger. It was hysterical.
Your commercial, I was going to tell you that I saw... But you talked about the commercial that had Little Richard having dinner with people.
Yes.
I saw, it had to be the same type of commercial for
right.
the same product, that had Mr. T married to Morgan Fairchild.
That sounds like...
And Mary Lou Retton and George Hamilton were their kids.
That's funny. That's got to be the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same kind of second-tier celebrity.
And it was the ad is for some kind of, like, frozen food?
Yeah, it's like a quick dinner that you can make, and, you know, you add your own vegetables.
Yeah, so that the whole family can have dinner together.
And Mr. T is doing another commercial. Looks like Mr. T is back.
He's back. A big comeback.
Buzz, go to www.leahremini.net.
All right.
.net.
Her very own website.
Yes. I scoured it. There's no mention of us on it.
Oh. Damn.
But there's something you got to see.
Okay.
And I'll Buzz pull it up.
The official website of Leah Remini.
All right, no. Keep your keyboard down, Buzz, because okay. you're going to be going somewhere else now.
Okay.
All right, I guess you just need your mouse.
Right.
You see where it says photo gallery?
I do.
Click on.
Done. Here come the pictures. Oh, my. Lots of pictures.
Now, wait a minute.
Ooh.
I want you to go, and I remember this, and I'm doing this without looking at the computer, okay?
Ah.
The very last picture.
Uh-huh. That's the one that caught my eye.
Bottom right-hand corner.
Right.
Click on that to make it larger.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, turn the screen around and show that to Mike.
Let me take a peek.
This is the nastiest picture of Leah that I have ever seen in my life.
Look at that.
Look at those.
Look at those great abs.
She's all slippery.
She's slippery.
Uh-huh.
She has a bra on. She has one of those Daisy Duke shirts. You can see her bra.
She's all wet.
And her underpants, or her bikini bottom,
uh-huh.
is really pulled down quite low.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great tummy, isn't it?
It is.
That is a great bod.
That is a Leah. Just let me say.
Leah Remini, worth waiting for.
We've known her a long time. We've never seen that side of her before.
That's not an old photograph either.
No.
That's a recent photograph.
Yeah.
No, so if you want to see this hot picture of Leah, go to leahremini.net, then click on photo gallery,
mm-hmm.
and it's the photo. The very last photo, all the way on the right-hand side in the lower right-hand corner.
Whether
she's all sweaty or she's oily. Click on that to get a larger image.
My goodness.
That'd be a nice poster.
Sure would.
Fantastic poster.
That poster might get messy, though.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely. I sure know. Yeah, I sure do, Don. I sure do.
Go back to the other part of the website, Buzz. Can you go back?
Yeah.
Okay, go back past photo gallery.
To the main page.
Because all the rest of it, as I peruse it, is just, it's boring stuff. Like
right.
It's Leah's life story in her own words. And she has a link to that site where you can buy the trinkets that she makes with the with the fat friend.
Right.
But the photo gallery.
LeahandJackie.com.
That's it. Mm-hmm. The photo
or
gallery.
JackieandLeah.com.
Leah.com.
The photo gallery. Is incredible.
That's fantastic. I didn't know she had those guys. You know, she's obviously a well-photographed woman.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. I've never seen her quite like that.
Very foxy.
Buzz, click on where they have, write a letter to Leah. Do they have something where you can correspond with her?
Yeah, just a second here. Request a picture of Leah, they have. That's it. There's no email link, but I see request a picture
of Leah.
All right,
click on that.
All right. Me want picture.
See what you get.
She's popular.
And this is an official site. This is a site that's been put out by Leah.
This is hers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the top of the page, the bookmark says the official,
right,
Leah Remini site.
Yeah, Leah's scrapbook, Leah in her own words, that's the thing you mentioned, Leah's bio, internet links, frequently asked questions about Leah.
Yeah, there's nothing about us in there. I already checked it out.
That's a shame.
I had to figure one of the most frequently asked questions about what are Don and Mike really like.
Right. What the hell are you doing hanging around those guys?
But no mention of us.
No mention.
Goddamn, our computers are slow.
Aren't they?
I've seen Buzz with my own eyes break on the request a picture of Leah.
I know, they move at a snail's pace. The whole network does.
You know. And about the computers?
Yes.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when some guy from Dell Computer called up?
Right.
We were having all the problems with the phone screening stuff.
Yes.
And he said, I'm going to give you guys a couple of new computers.
Right.
Well, the good people from Dell Computer, and we can't thank them enough, they did bring in two brand new computers.
Good for them.
That, it was my understanding, they were going to be used exclusively on our show.
Right.
So that we could get the phone screening problems taken care of.
Sure.
Well, the engineering department...
Oh, dear.
...absconded the computers.
Wendell was showing me the new software back in the engineering room.
I believe they're...
He's hanging by a thread right now.
Oh, no, I'm not mad at Wendell. I don't think he stole them. I think the other guy did.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Wendell was showing me they have a new program in there that's up and ready to go that they're going to be putting in here.
Well, the new program that they're going to be putting in here is going to be put in our computers.
Right.
That we got for free.
Right.
From Dell Computer.
Uh-huh.
And my point is, what has this station ever done for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
our deal.
Why are they...
This is our deal here, Wade.
Why are they getting the computers that we got for free for our show?
Yeah, I know. Why don't they go out and just buy their business?
Right. No, well, they're too cheap to go out and buy them.
Exactly.
What,
so everybody... Well, the whole station thanks them, because I guess the whole station will benefit from these new computers.
Yeah, but the station should be thanking us, though.
They should be doing something for us.
Because
we're our listeners.
Because we got the guy from Dell Computers...
Right.
...to give the two computers so that we could get our stuff figured out.
They should give us some money to give away.
Let me call the chief engineer.
Now, I know they won't, Rob, but you can always ask. The way I look at that.
Engineer Mike.
Yes.
The new chief engineer.
I know Wendell's been toiling away on them all day today.
Now, where's the new chief?
Hello, chief. Chief, working on your computers. From Dell, chief.
Well, he's nowhere to be found, of course. Where's the engineer?
Sorry, I've reached the voicemail system of Mike Friedman at WJFK.
Sorry, chief.
I cannot take your call at this time, but if you would please leave a name, a number, and a brief message, I'll be certain to return the call. Thank you.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Here we go.
Hello, chief. Just keep working on those computers, chief. Hey. Money.
Hey, why did you steal our Dell computers?
Oh, now, Mr. Drysdale, don't need to do that. Keep going, chief. You're doing a great job, chief.
Why'd you steal our computers?
He didn't steal, chief. He's our chief. Chief.
Those are our computers.
Way to go, chief. Nice job, Chief Mike.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1. To listen to it, 2. To re-record, enter pound.
Hello, chief. Just keep working on those computers, chief. Hey. Money.
Hey, why did you steal our Dell computers?
Oh, now, Mr. Drysdale, no need to do that. Keep going, chief. You're doing a great job, chief.
Why'd you steal our computers?
He didn't steal, chief. He's our chief. Chief.
Those are our computers.
Way to go, chief. Nice job, Chief Mike.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
Can we add to it?
To listen to...
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. Da-da-da. I teach you to learn. Da-da-da-da-da. Fire. Da-da-da. I teach you to burn. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
You're going to burn. You're going to burn. You're going to burn. 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 Burn.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1. To listen to it, 2. To re-record.
Hello, chief.
Yes, we will.
Don't
listen to the whole thing.
Those computers, chief.
We're not above
that. Hey, honey. Hey, why did you steal our Dell computers? Oh, now, Mr. Drysdale, don't need to do that. Keep going, chief. You're doing a great job, chief. Why'd you steal our computers? He didn't steal, chief. He's our chief. Chief. Those are our computers. Way to go, chief. Nice job, Chief Mike. I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. Da-da-da. I'll teach you to learn. Da-da-da-da-da. Fire. Da-da-da. I'll teach you to burn. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You're going to burn. You're going to burn. You're gonna burn, 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 burn.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman. I've got an important bulletin for you. I'm quitting my TV show. Yeah. I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen. Yeah.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1. To
Yeah, hello, Rob. It's Dick Van Patten. I get back next Saturday night, so I see you'll be here Sunday by the 19th, I guess, right? The 20th. So I guess I could see you today, guys, then, on the 20th, because I have to leave again on Monday. Okay, let me know how we can work this out. I go back to Salt Lake City tomorrow, but I'll be home today. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1. To listen to it, 2. To re-record, enter pound.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
Teach him to steal our computer.
Yeah, really.
Oh, John. Oh.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest. To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over and I couldn't. So what?
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
Hi, this is Mix 107.3's Jack Diamond, wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays with the sounds of Christmas, a gift from our family to yours, on Washington's Mix 107.3.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
This will be a last
to listen to.
Charlie Royal.
All right, do you want to hear the whole message now?
We have.
Yeah. So we left the engineer.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1. To listen to it, 2. To
Hello, Chief. Just keep working on those computers, Chief. Hey. Money. Hey, why did you steal our Dell computers? Oh, now, Mr. Drysdale, don't need to do that. Keep going, Chief. You're doing a great job, Chief. Why'd you steal our computers? He didn't steal, Chief. He's our chief. Chief, 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 chief. Those are our computers. Way to go, Chief. Nice job, Chief Mike. I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. Da-da-da. I'll teach you to learn. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Fire. Da-da-da. I'll teach you to burn.
And I'm pretty sure he's got to listen to the whole thing before
sure.
he can erase it.
You're going to burn. You're gonna burn. You're gonna burn, 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 burn.
Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman. I've got an important bulletin for you. I'm quitting my TV show.
This is perfect, except the touch tones are in the middle of it.
That's okay. Sure.
For Van Halen. Yeah.
Yeah, hello, Rob. It's Dick Van Patten. I get back next Saturday night. So I see you'll be here Sunday by the 19th, I guess, right? The 20th. So,
he's going to suggest we should be hospitalized after this.
On the 20th.
We should just give us the computers back.
Right.
Okay, let me know how we can work this out. I go back to Salt Lake City tomorrow.
Or at least they could have asked us for the computers.
Bye-bye now.
Oh, dear.
You see what they did? They just took them. The computers arrived.
Amazing.
And they just took them.
God. Oh, John. Oh.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book.
You know, I believe we're actually stringing some kind of a message through all of this.
I think we're writing a story.
To believe. And I tried my damnedest.
This is your guys' white album.
To believe in the rain.
So we wind it up with Harvey, right?
Get over.
Right.
No, you're right with Charlie Broyhill.
Oh, this is Harvey, then Charlie.
Mix 107.3's Jack Time. Wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays with the sounds of Christmas. A gift from our family to yours. On Washington's Mix 107.3.
Good idea.
Add to your message, enter 1.
Now we're not going to have to hear it all again.
No, not at all. No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
No.
To listen to it, 2.
No.
To re-record, enter pound.
Oh, God, no.
No.
You going to send it?
Thank you. Well, your message has been sent.
Good. Fantastic. Excellent.
Do we have urgency?
If you need further assistance, enter pound now. Thank you and goodbye.
You've reached the WJFK business office, which is presently closed.
Hey, Dan,
our regular hours are 8:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m.
5:22.
To reach your party,
right,
dial their 3-digit extension now. Or, for a company directory, dial 411.
If you need further assistance, enter pound now.
No, I don't.
Thank you, and all goodbye.
Right. All right, goodbye. Well, is it any wonder?
Hey, we heard the ghost of the old chief engineer, Dan Reisitz.
There you go. All right, well, listen, thanks to Dell Computers.
Amen.
They gave us computers, and as evidenced by when Bozo's on the Leo Remini website with the dirty pictures, we sure could use a decent computer.
That's right.
To download stuff, but, you know, they took the computers, so what are you going to do?
But it's not Wendell's fault.
No, no, no.
It's Wendell's. I just don't want to see him go bad again.
Is he coming to the show tonight?
We got to ask him. Is Wendell coming to the show tonight? Yes, he is.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's back there working on the software.
We will clear these lines out now. Try to give away $500 with a secret song. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller and do it live.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need to toss Salad Man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No! No! I want to toss the salad. I want to
Maybe they'll ride. The Don and Mike Show.
Big Las Vegas style show tonight, Breadneck, Maryland.
Oh, I think it's rolling up there already.
We're going to be at the Exhale Nightclub. South Jefferson Street, Breadneck, Maryland. You need directions. Call 888-809-4253.
I understand the helicopter's already on the roof.
Big, big, big show tonight. All of our regular reindeer games. Tell all the Bible thumpers and the PTA groups and the liquor board to chill out.
Everything's going to be just fine.
We got our pasties and our G-strings.
Right on.
We'll give you the show that you want. That's tonight at Club Exhale, Fredneck, Maryland.
Very good.
Thursday on the show. Let me see if I got all this stuff straight now. Because, you know, we never get guests, but all of a sudden we've got like a million guests.
We have a good guest week, right?
Thursday on the show. The guy who just got his hands burned off on Survivor.
Hey, fantastic. I think his name is Mike, isn't
also,
it?
Also, yeah. Also on the show Thursday, Rob's multi-gal live on-air sex show for his birthday.
Yes, Rob is celebrating his 18th birthday.
Friday on the show in studio, it's Always Cuckoo with Kevin Pollak.
Kevin Pollak will be here, and he is a lot of fun. He really is. He's one of the funniest guys we know.
Monday, Body by Jake.
Jake Steinfeld, gang.
Hey. Third.
Don't quit. How you doing, Dave?
We think he's a funny guy. We've had him on a couple of times. He's a good guy.
Oh, he's hysterical.
Monday night, you can listen for Mike's voice on the TV show Yes, Dear.
If it's as good as last night's episode, I hope it's a good one, because last night really made me laugh out loud.
Next Wednesday, we go back on in Greenville. South Carolina.
Right. 500 watch station daytimer, right?
Yeah, 2 hour clear.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Jared from Subway, the fat guy who lost all the weight in the ads. He's going to come on and tell us how much poontang he's getting now.
Oh, wow. That's an A guest for us.
Well,
it is. That's a perfect guest for this show.
I mean, you know,
Jared, you know, to sit there, especially, you wouldn't have booked him if it hadn't been for the subject matter that apparently he's bragging about all the times he's getting laid.
I mean, Subway is a client.
Right.
But I specifically asked, will he talk about getting laid? And they said, oh, yes, he's very proud. He had been a virgin.
And I was seriously...
up until he went on the diet.
Because Rob and I both eat a lot of Subway subs on this nutrition thing we're doing. I'll ask him exactly what he ate.
Good.
Also, in studio, John Walsh, America's Most Wanted.
Wow.
We love having him on the show. And right before the Academy Awards, Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com is coming back on.
Fantastic.
To give out his nude awards for the best celebrity nudes of the year 2000.
That is good stuff. I like him, too.
So we got tons of stuff happening. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Please, for the love of Christ, turn your radio down. I hate lecturing you.
Turn your radio down.
I hate lecturing you. I swear to God I do.
Hello?
Hello?
What's your name, please?
Lou.
Hi, Lou. Where are you from?
Fort Myers, Florida.
Beautiful.
Lou, this is one of the worst radio turn-up we've ever had.
Uh-oh.
Lou, you've won the limited edition ABC TV bomber jacket celebrating the show, The Job.
Job. Thank you.
And who's not celebrating that show?
I am. Mm-hmm.
You know how you make that show better?
Oh.
You add the word blow.
Oh, no.
The Job.
Job blow?
No, try it the other way.
Oh.
Starring Dennis Leary, ABC's new and original series, premieres Wednesday, March 14th on ABC.
Very good.
Hi.
Well, now, what's going on there now?
I'm in a traffic jam.
No, what was that? I heard someone talking.
Oh, that's my daughter.
How old is she?
16.
All right.
Hey, is your last name Zer?
No.
Lou Zer.
That was pretty quick.
Thank you, Lou. All right, you're going to play for $500.
Yes.
Secret Song number 7, big hit record from the early 1990s. Give us title and artist, you win $500, okay?
All righty.
At the very least, don't embarrass yourself in front of your daughter, who only has 2 years until she can come down and get naked on our show.
Mm-hmm.
At least give us a guess. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Leon Redbone.
Hey! And we wish you...
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
Oh, I love that song. It's a great one, isn't it, Rob? You know, you don't have to sing that tonight in the car on the way up to Frednack.
We'll do that.
How about we do that? A little sing-along. If we do give away the money, it's courtesy of Main Street Title.
I want to be seduced. I want to say loser.
Yeah.
Yes.
For $500, give us the title and the artist, please.
I have no idea.
Hey!
Fantastic.
As I just said to you, Mr. Zer, please don't embarrass yourself in front of your daughter and at least come up with a guess.
1990s.
Yes. Hey, let me talk to your daughter.
Nirvana.
Let me talk to your daughter.
All right, hold on.
Thanks.
Tell him, Mike.
Hello?
Hi, honey. Hello?
Hello?
Your daddy's an idiot.
He's an idiot?
Yeah, your daddy's a big idiot.
I know.
Oh, okay.
See you there.
All right. Hey, listen, can you name any song from the 1990s? Any song at all?
Any song?
Any song.
Any song.
1990s.
Like by anyone?
Yes,
by anyone.
This is a question we asked your daddy, and he couldn't noodle it through.
All right. Mariah Carey, Fantasy. I'll listen to that
too. Mariah, good. Hey, there give the 16-year-old round of applause.
There you go. Yes. That is not the right answer, but thank you. And again, your daddy's an idiot.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Keep those legs closed.
Okay.
Has he told you that yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Who do you want to talk to?
Put your father back on the phone.
What grade are you in?
No. Put your father. Put your father back on the phone.
What grade are you in?
Put your father back on the phone right now. Right now, Don's kid's almost in college.
No, no,
put your father back
on the
phone.
I'm not going to ask anything sexual.
Okay.
This Mrs. there, yes.
Oh, no, I just wanted to...
Let me talk to your daughter again.
I thought we had... I always thought, like, we had a rule, no kids on the show.
We do, but...
Okay.
But she's helping out on the content. What I know you think I'm going to ask her something about...
You know, it's the daughter thing. You know I get a little...
I know, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
I know you do.
I know. Put your daughter back on.
Okay, hold on.
I know by the look in you, you've got that look in your eyes.
No, nothing sexual.
All right.
Tonight when you go back home, will he lock you in your bedroom and make you cry again?
Oh, my God, you guys are perverts.
Oh, dear. No, we're not.
No, I didn't mean it like that, honey.
No, you took it the wrong way. Put your father back on the phone.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Oh, dear. Hello, Dad.
Boy, your daughter's got a dirty mind.
Yeah, I know it.
Okay.
All I asked was, tonight when she got home, were you going to lock her in her bedroom and made her cry?
And then she called us perverts.
Hey. All right, Lou, good talking to you.
Thanks so much, Lou.
Bye.
Always a pleasure.
Hold on a second, please. Time to go home, have some vanilla ice cream and some cough syrup on top of that. Enjoy, Lou. Pleasure talking to Lou. All right, well, you know, that went great.
Yeah.
That was a good contest.
I tell you, Lou was prepared.
I think we're ready.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Right. That's a good segue. You know, the energy is right.
Yeah.
The moons are aligned properly.
Okay. That's right. The three words that strike fear into the hearts of mortal men everywhere. And I'm positive that guy Lou would be a grade A contestant on this game.
He'd be the best contestant.
It's time to play Hawk for Cash.
Now listen.
For the umpteenth millionth time.
How does it work?
This game, Mike, this game can work.
It will work. This time is going to be the magic time.
And you know, if it doesn't work this time, I'm going to have to do what I did almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Go get in my car.
Right.
And show everybody how the game works.
Absolutely.
Here's what you do. You're driving your car on your way home from work. You get to an intersection where there's a green light, where you make a left-hand turn.
Left-hand turn lane.
Left-hand turn. Not right-hand turn.
Right.
Left-hand turn.
Left-hand turn lane.
When the light turns green with the arrow, you don't go.
You don't go anywhere.
You just sit there for 30 seconds.
And you wait for those people to get so angry that they beep their horns a bunch of times.
Now we pay $1 for every honk that we hear in 30 seconds.
I write those honks down, Don.
And you're excellent at that.
That's right.
Okay, so you got it? You're in your car. Big, big traffic jam.
Right.
Left-hand turn signal. You know, the left-hand arrow goes on. You don't move. And then you just sit there in silence.
Sure.
And just let us listen to the sounds of people honking at you.
And then the rest of us laugh. Because the laughs will come a mile a minute when you hear those honks.
Yeah, listen, this is a no-can-fail bit.
No way it'll fail.
This is an indestructible bit. Oh, I'll tell you something. This bit never works.
Right.
And if it doesn't work today, I'm going to do what I did when we worked at the other station over 10 years ago.
You're going to get in your car and you're going to go out and you're going to try it.
I'm going to get in my car.
Got a great intersection right up here to do it.
I was thinking of the one by the Exxon.
You mean the one down...
If you come out of the station,
right,
you make a right-hand turn at McDonald's.
And then you go all the way. Yeah, that's even better. Uh-huh. That's
and
an even better
you
one.
You go to the big intersection.
You think you have lots of people that are going in both directions.
123.
That's right.
Except the problem there is, you know what? There's two lanes.
Oh, two lanes.
Is there two lanes?
That's right. Yeah, there are two lanes.
There are two lanes. Yeah. It works best if you're in one lane. Is there one lane going down here this way?
No. You know, it would work. No, it wouldn't work at the little street either.
You need a single left turn bay or just a center lane where you can turn left from.
Yeah, one lane. Listen, if it doesn't work, I'm going to get my car. I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to show you how it works.
And then once you say go, there's no talking for how long?
30 seconds.
Okay.
You did it once and it worked.
Of course.
Back when we did a morning show.
Mm-hmm. Because I tell you, whenever I'm driving, if I don't hit the gas hard as soon as the green arrow comes on, some a-hole behind me lays the horn on like nobody's business.
Right. It'll work.
That's what Honk for Cash was born from.
A lot of people know it as Toot for Loot.
Toot Toot for Loot. Yeah, those people in London that stole it.
It was actually stolen. Such a great bit. It was stolen by people.
It's a classic bit. It's classic comedy.
So, if you're ready to laugh...
Get ready for guffaws.
Here we go.
It's a great gang.
Call us right now at 877-365-3636. But the caveats are, you got to be in your car. You got to be in a left-hand turn lane that has an arrow. And, most importantly, when you say the light turns green, you must not speak for 30 seconds.
Just hold your phone out of the car window and let us hear the honks.
I think I got a honk for you right now.
Listen up. This is not his skull. Oh, wow.
There you go.
Man, that's a producer.
You know what that is? That's excitement about our Las Vegas-style show tonight.
That's a million barrels a day.
That was sponsored by eGars.com. They sponsor our farts. Okay, honk for cash. There, I've said it. 877-365-3636. Call us. We will play the most hilarious radio bit you have ever heard in just a moment.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Repay you.
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I had to fill up the premium.
Would you like for me to take your pants off instead?
Gee, let me think. Sure.
Tastier than a bowl of scab. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hi, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Uncle June.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Lord, you don't know if you fill a book.
Right. Hi, Dead Mama Soprano.
Oh, for you.
They're all there with us today. They're all here
as we get ready for radio's funniest bit.
Get ready to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Honk for cash.
Tell us on paper.
I'm laughing. This is not a fall-down funny bit.
Well, it is to me.
But on paper.
Right.
It's a cute little bit that never works.
Well, it's going to work today.
I think so.
If it doesn't work, there's going to be an individual who's going to make it work.
I'm going to have to show you.
Good. You ought to do it anyway.
Maybe I'll give it a try.
I mean, because just to show, because even if you get somebody who does a decent job.
But it was the one, but I run the risk of going out and not having it work. Because
that's happened once. I think you did it once where it worked, and you did it another time where you went out and it didn't work.
See, I blocked the other time from my memory.
Yes.
All right, well, officially, as far as I remember, I went out and did it once when I got mad because it didn't work, and it did work.
After I tried to go out and do it.
Oh, that's right, you tried it first.
It made me so mad that day. That was when you used that line that I hate to use. Send a boy to do a man's job. I was ready to kill you.
Sorry.
I came back and then. But what made it worse is I came back and you went out then and did it. And it was like, beep, 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 beep. I was like,
hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
I'm from Alexandria.
Beautiful. Bob, are you in your car right now?
I'm in my car right now.
Are you in a left-hand turn lane?
I am in a left-hand turn lane at Backlick and Braddock Road.
Beautiful. Now, you get an arrow to go green?
There will be an arrow. It's a green light right now going straight, so it's just about to turn. It just turned yellow. There's about 5 cars behind me and about 10 cars ahead of me.
This is also part of the magic of Honk for Cash, is waiting for the lights to cycle, because they're always...
Ron.
Pardon me?
It's going to be about 30 seconds.
30 seconds is usually the word.
It took the words right out of my mouth to quote Meatloaf.
Now, here's another problem. What the problem is when the light turns green, he said there are 8 cars in front of him. What was that? Bob.
That was my window going down.
All right, now, when the light does turn green, they said he had 5 behind him.
Now, Bob, what you want to do is you want to go all the way up. You want to follow that car, and then you have to stop.
Yes.
Okay.
When you get to the intersection, you stop right at the light.
Okay. I can do that.
And for 30 seconds after you stop the car, or hell, from the time it turns green.
Right.
Don't say one word or you're going to be disqualified.
Now, Bob, okay. You had said 30 seconds. Is that light about to turn green?
It's just about to turn green. Very much. Really, really is. I'm not going to fail you guys.
He's confident now. You know what to do, right?
I've been listening to you guys for 15 years or 10 years.
See, you know what will happen is, as soon as I put the guy on hold and go to someone else, he's
going
to
do it.
I'll come back to him and he'll say, hey, the light just turned green. You just missed it.
No, it's going to turn. It's turned.
It's turned?
Turn?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Go.
Get ready to hear angry commuters.
15 seconds coming up on my mark. 15 seconds. Listen. What the F is that? Well, that's the 30-second mark. Hey, Bob?
Yeah, you know what it was? There were too many cars ahead of me, so I'm like the second car now at the light, so now it's going to work.
Oh, you
but
mean
it's
you
gonna
didn't
be about a minute.
Did you not even make it up to the green light?
No, I'm two cars behind at the
what
green
was,
light. There were too many in light.
What was the sound we heard like a...
Well, you told me to drive up to the light, so I did, but I stopped two cars before, so... That was me with my my mic out the window.
Your mic? You mean your phone? Hello?
Hello?
Bob? Listen, you know, this is what I
forget
told...
Forget it.
This
Perfect.
Is, thank you, Bob. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to Hauling for Cash. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Where are you calling from?
I am in Riverdale. I'm on Riverdale Road, or right past Riverdale Road on Kenilworth Avenue, actually.
All right, beautiful.
A lot of traffic right
Casey,
behind me.
Kenilworth Avenue. This is where you're going to get a bunch of pissed-off government workers.
Hey, yeah, I know.
Are you in the left-hand turn lane?
I am in the left-hand turn lane. The light just turned green ahead of me. There's a few cars in front, so...
Oh, all right.
Don't know if I'm going to make it up. Come on, move. All right, now I'm going to get up there and then stop.
All right, I'll...
And there's a load of cars behind.
I'll come back to you.
I'm coming right now. I'm going to stop.
Okay, go. Well, tell us when.
I think he already had. One.
Could have been his own, though.
Two.
All right, that was a different one.
Hello?
Rob's answering the hotline right now.
So far, two barks. Two honk barks.
Two barks. That's another game.
No, I'm sorry. I do that every time.
And 26.
Thank you.
And it's, I have six. Six.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, honk your own horn for us, please.
Different.
Yeah. There's a guy that right behind me. He just gave me the finger.
All right, well, you know what? This does get
$6. All right. $6.
It's more success than we normally have. You get $6.
Hey, all right.
Hold
more
on.
Cash than I can choke a horse with.
Hold on a second, please.
All right.
Hold on. Thank you.
That's the kind of guy that does it, too. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Right now, the light's green.
Go.
Right now.
I go.
I'm just putting down lady. I can't hear anything. Not even road noise.
Lady?
Indicating perhaps a disconnection.
Lady. Now we haven't heard the click, though.
No.
No, see, there's something still happening on the cell.
Silence.
Maybe she put it between two pillows. 24, 25, 28, 29. Nope, there
yeah,
you go.
She's
there's,
gone.
There's the disconnection.
Terrific okay. job, lady. She will simply be known as Lady.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks. Who's this?
David.
Well,
David.
This isn't going to work.
Dave, where are you from?
Baltimore, but I'm in Frederick right now.
All right, beautiful. Are you at a traffic stop that has a green arrow?
Yes. No, it's red right now. It'll be about 2 seconds.
So okay. You have a left turn lane?
Yes.
Beautiful.
All right, David, and you know what to do?
Yes, sir.
As soon as it turns green, you don't move. You don't say anything for 30 seconds.
Yes, sir.
And how much time would you estimate before the light turns green, David?
22.5
seconds. 22.5
right, seconds. Right now. Right now.
All right, go. Go, go, go.
Well, it is windy outside.
It's windy, yeah.
Fifteen seconds.
He talked.
You talked.
Disqualified. I knew David would do it. I knew he would do that.
You talked.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. All right, let me go back to Sandy. Sandy in D.C. Sandy.
No, yeah.
We got Sandy already.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm in another red light. I can do it again if you
want. No, hold on a second. Where's the guy that I forgot about? Jay? We talked to Jay?
Yeah, we got everybody. You're going to fresh people now, I think.
Okay, Jay.
This is Jay.
Jay, where are you at?
I'm in Manassas. I'm at the intersection of 28 and 17.
All right, beautiful.
And I done already pissed off people, so I'm sure I'm going to get some honk, bitch.
All right. Are you in a left-hand turn lane there, Jay?
Yeah, no, I've been sitting here through two cycles already, so I know they're going to be mad.
Tell us when it turns green.
All right.
How long has it been since it last cycled to green?
Actually, it just turned back to red, man, so it might be a little bit.
All right, I'll come back to you, of course.
Okay. Oh, two cycles, though.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Don.
Hi, who's this?
It's Alex.
Is this the guy we forgot about?
No, not yet.
Or is this
it's turning red, it's about to turn green.
All right.
Ready?
Tell us when.
Go.
Okay.
Don't trust him.
Nor do I.
I thought there was one guy that we put on hold.
Two.
This could be a setup.
I've got seven bark. Seven honks. Sorry.
22. 26. 9. And 30.
I counted seven for Alex.
Alex, would you honk your own horn, please?
Nope. Disqualification. That's his own horn. His own horn. I heard your own horn beep.
No, I swear to God.
No, I swear to God. I know it. I knew it. I memorized those. I'm good at it, eh?
That was it.
Come on. You beep your own horn.
I heard that sound.
Did you beep your own horn during the game?
I swear to God, I did not. That was seven. There was four cars behind me, and then the one of them beeped like three times, and then three of them went around me, and one guy's still sitting there behind me looking at me funny.
All right, I will take two honks away based on that, giving him a total of five. He's edged out by Sandy by one.
Yeah, that's fair. You can pay me tonight. I'll be there.
Oh, at the show?
Yeah.
All right, let me hear your horn one more time.
All right.
I thought I heard that during the
Well, I trust your instincts on that, Mike.
But I'll make it a tie, okay? We'll make it a tie. Since he's coming to the show, he ties Sandy for six. I really didn't hear him all clearly anyway.
All right, thanks.
So you're tied for the lead, Alex.
Hold on a second. Yeah, $6. Imagine what you can do with that. Hello, Jay.
Yes, I'm still sitting here.
All right, have you gone through another cycle since we talked?
Yeah, it's another cycle, but I only probably got about 20 seconds before I go through another one again.
All right, Jay, did we even ask where are you at?
I'm in Manassas, 17 and 28.
Yeah, we did ask you that, right. And you said you've been sitting there already.
Three cycles I've been sitting here through, man. Hold on, give me... I'll tell you in a second.
Okay. All right, Jay. Welcome to Honk for Cash.
It's green.
Go! Here we go. Get ready for angry commuters. Seconds on my mark.
It's a bad strategy. If you sit one.
I didn't hear it.
Two, three.
25.
Four.
34, a total of four. If you sit through three cycles, people will think you're a disabled vehicle.
Okay, Jay?
Yeah, I got people cussing at me, man.
Well, that's not going to work. We need honking.
Jay, I've been sitting here too long, man.
Right, everybody, that's it. You know.
All right, we're going to pay you $4.
Right.
$4 for four honks. And would you please honk your own car horn?
There you go.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Okay. I
didn't even touch that thing, man.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hold on a second, please.
So far, we've got Sandy with six, Alex with six, and Jay with four.
You know, I've just got to think that in a major city like D.C., and all the callers have been from D.C.,
right,
where you got 4 million people trying to get home at the same time,
that we might get at least 15.
I would think so. So,
I'm going to go get in my car now.
You're going to make the effort. You're going to do it. And where are you going to go, though? You have to have a game plan.
You tell me. Do you think I should go to the one down here or the one over there?
I think if you go to the one up here.
The one by Best Buy?
The corner of 50 and 29.
Well, don't give the exact location.
Well, I just did. You know, if you do that, I think you're, even in that far left-hand lane, you'll do okay because there's going to be a lot of traffic there.
But, see, is that the way you go home most nights?
Yeah.
See, because I go home the other way, and I know it's equally crowded up by the Exxon.
You've got another option up there if you go over 66.
Uh-huh.
Because you can get that one over by...
If you make a right-hand turn at the McDonald's, if you want to get on 66, you have to make the
left. Yeah, I know. I'm saying, but that's a two-lane road, too. That's a two-lane turn.
Yeah, I know.
So what I'm saying is if it doesn't succeed there, you could actually take that left, go over 66, and then just past 66, where the restaurants are on the right, they've got that left-hand turn there.
You're right. That's what I'll do.
And that could conceivably work.
All right. Listen, I'm going to attempt this on my own.
All right. Now I'm pulling for you here. I really am.
Okay.
All right. So if it doesn't work for you, I'm going to try it.
Okay. Let me write the hotline number down.
Okay. This is going to work. We want to thank Alex and Jay and Sandy.
Okay, I'm going to go try it now.
For their combined 16 honks.
So let me see if during the commercial set, I can actually get to wherever the hell it is I'm going.
Well, you should be able to get to the first one.
Okay, yeah. The one down...
And you have to time it. So what you want to do... Now listen, I mean, this is seriously the way you have to do this. When you take that right-hand turn out on the main drag, going down, and you're listening to the commercials... I'm going to do it. I'm going to want to do it, like, right when we come out of commercial.
I can't promise
but
that.
But if you go slow enough, you can time it.
No, I can't promise it. Just stay with me.
I will.
Stay with me.
I will, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to try to show you how it's done.
Good luck.
When we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Never trust a female, Kilmer. Remember that one simple precept, and your time with me would not have been ill-spent. Okay, Everett. Truth means nothing to a woman, Delmer. Trying for the subjective. Believe me, Delmer. Woman is the most fiendish instrument of torture ever devised to bedevil the days of man.
Everett, I never figured you were a painter from Italy.
Oh, yes. I have spread my seeds.
They're off the hook. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yes, I have spread my seed. I'm looking forward to seeing that movie.
It's great.
Don and Mike Show. Don is out on the road right now as we
all
continue.
All right, listen. I am at first.
Your phone is breaking up, sir. Sir?
Kidding me?
I am not kidding you. Can you turn the radio up and listen to that last segment?
Hold on.
Your phone is breaking up.
I am... Let me pull forward a little bit. See if that helps.
Okay.
I'm at the light.
All right, now I can hear you.
I'm at the light.
How soon before the light turns green do you estimate, sir?
I'm not going to say 30 seconds, but...
What's your name?
My name is Lou.
Hi, Lou. Lou, sir. Hi, Lou. Where are you calling from, Lou?
My last name is Cipher.
Lucifer. We've got Lucifer on the phone here, and he's playing Honk for Cash. Now, are there a lot of cars in back of you?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's green. Go!
All right, go. Let's listen. Go. One. How much time, Rob? 10 seconds left. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lucifer?
Yes.
Lucifer, I counted, and now were there people that are, like, listening to the show that are hanging around?
No. Absolutely not.
All right, 5, 10, 15, 20, 24, 5, 27 honks.
Yeah.
27 honks.
I got a guy behind me who was really, really pissed. Should I get out of the car and talk to him?
No, that's not a real good idea. That's really stupid. Because
I'll just tell him we're doing a radio show.
All right, well, you might not want to get out of the car and do that.
Because
the guy behind me had a grip. You know, I can't see what model the car is because he tried to get into the next lane over.
Be very careful.
And he's now...
Be careful.
I want to see.
Yeah. Are you getting out of your car?
Hi. How you doing? His window's going to open up and talk to me.
Okay.
I'm very sorry. Can I inconvenience you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you ever listen to the Don and Mike show?
Oh, my God.
Could you please turn the radio on 106.7? God, I got a real tight ass here. 106.7.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit.
106.7. All right, the guy, I have just told the guy to turn the radio on.
All right.
And when I went to the phone, this guy said... Well, you just go through the light, and I said, "Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, can you hear me now? Hi, just doing a little experiment out here on the roads. Is he smiling yet? No.
He's not smiling?
No, this guy's pissed.
He's angry.
He's driving a Honda.
What's that? Wait, your phone's breaking up.
Hold on. All right, I'm back to the car. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but it was horrible. It was breaking up really bad. What happened there?
Well, I went back, and I in sign language, I gave the guy 106.7.
Did he think you were flipping him off?
No. I saw him actually him on.
Sir, your phone's breaking up again.
All right, hold on. I'm inching closer into the middle of the intersection now.
Okay, now are you going to try it again? Man, your phone's breaking up. This is terrible. You ought to try to call us back.
All right, I'll call you right back.
Yeah, call us right back.
All right.
All right, if you're just tuning in, what this is the tail end of Honk for Cash, and Don is down at an intersection, and he's trying to do it. Now, I counted seriously 28 honks the last time he did it, and it sounded to me like it actually was working.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And that one guy that was in back of him, I wasn't sure. I wanted to ask Don, when we get him through, hopefully get a clearer line, I want to ask him if, is that it? Is that him?
Go ahead.
Is that any better?
Yeah, that is better. Okay. I wanted to ask you, when you did it, there was one high-pitched horn that went again and again and again. That got you most of your honks. Was that the guy right in back of you?
That's the guy in the gray Honda.
Now, what happened when you...
It's green again. It's green again.
All right, go. How many seconds, Rob?
There are 10 seconds at the mark. Mark.
Well, no, you know what? Now I have
sir,
to move it along, Mike.
Excuse me, yeah, sir. You're talking. You're just qualified.
There was a member of Fairfax County's finest.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All right.
Who indicated that it might be a good idea to keep the show moving.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yes, they're aware of what's going on, but you, unfortunately, you're still disqualified, sir.
No,
very sorry.
I was a big winner the first time.
Yes, actually, you did beat Alex and Sandy and Jay because you had a total of 20, let me see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 24, 27 honks for Don Geronimo. Yes. Ever get it? The guy that you want? Because that totally broke up. It was hard to hear.
I want to tell you who the guy. The guy looked just like Ken Starr.
Hey, I'd have been Ken Starr.
Yeah, he lives around here.
And he's driving a Honda. And
that's Ken
Starr. I don't know if
you
guys could hear it, but when he was honking, he was saying, "Move your car! Move your car!" So when I jumped out of the car and I went back and I knocked on his window, he said, "Move your car." And I said, "You're on the radio." And he rolled the window back up again.
And he didn't seem to get it, and he didn't seem to enjoy it, and he didn't want to have fun.
No, not even after I was positive I had seen him.
He's probably
on the radio station.
He's probably just looking forward to a nice boiled chicken at home.
Can you describe his face when he saw you get out of the car and come at him?
Yeah, did he look afraid?
He had the same look, the same nonplussed look on his face virtually the entire time that I was looking at him.
Let's give Don Geronimo for taking his own life into his own hands.
Very scary. Nice.
For the good of the show, risking his life by confronting a person in traffic.
And I hate to show you folks how it's done, but...
That was 27 honks. You can't argue with that. And you know what? People didn't. That first intersection that I said on the air, they didn't know you were going there. I mean, because you went to the other place, right?
Oh, no. I was at the root of a corner of 123 and Shanebridge Road.
That's it. And that's the opposite direction. And you still got a legitimate 27 honks, mostly because the guy in back of you had a meltdown.
I'm at an arrow again right now.
Where are you?
I'm at
Cambridge Road, and I'm up by the Best Western.
Did you go over 66?
No. I didn't go all the way over 66.
Okay. Oh, I know where you are. So are
I'm
you?
I'm at that hotel we had to stay at that night for the snowstorm.
Okay, so you're in the left lane right before, and that's a long light, too.
Yeah, by the Fuddruckers.
Are you going to try it again?
Yeah, as soon as it turns red. I mean, as soon as it turns green. Right now.
Now, how much time, sir?
Here we go. The other light has turned yellow. Go.
All right, go.
Here we go.
5 seconds.
Three honks. Four.
10 seconds.
Five. That's seven. Mm-hmm.
15.
Someone yelling.
20. Three, two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 28, Bart. Wow. I mean, honk.
I had to move because the light finally turned green for everybody else to go.
Don, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could we hear your horn, please?
Oh, F you, Mike. F my horn.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That sounded exactly like the horns that I heard.
Thank you. Come on.
No, I got it.
Did you hear the guy in the car behind me actually roll down his window and again screamed, boom?
We heard it. We heard it.
We heard the guy yelling, but, you know, he was yelling at you probably because you were honking your own horn.
I was, come on.
Get it. I'm joking. I know you weren't honking your own horn. I counted 28 honks for you, and I keep saying barks, but it was 28 honks.
I think that's a personal best.
That's very, very good, and it worked. The experiment worked, and it worked wonderfully.
Let that just be a lesson to you listeners.
Uh-huh. And now you're...
That's exactly how you play honk for cash.
And wherever you are now, I can hear you clear as a bell. It wasn't easy to hear the first time, but now I can hear you clear as a bell.
I'm about to make the return at that Bombay Bistro restaurant.
Uh-huh. Oh, there you go. So you're coming down to take that right-hand turn.
And that
wouldn't work. That, right hands don't work. It's always got to be a left-hand turn. Isn't that right?
I'm going past the Rite Aid now. I'm going past Jiffy Lube.
The diner would be to your right.
Tasty.
The Golden
Lion.
Oh, yeah. No, the diner was on the right and the Golden Lion's on the left.
Golden Ryan.
You should be coming up on...
I'm going past Hyundai now.
And the Dodge dealership.
The Chrysler place on the right where they've got about 1,000 of those goddamn prowlers.
Right. And the also that retro whatever that roadster is.
Okay, I'm pulled up on the high school pretty quick here.
DVI, Paul the Sixth.
Yeah, fantastic high school.
It is, the old Fairfax High School.
Now, that is another left-hand turn, but it's kind of an extra left-hand turn lane.
Yeah, that one's not going
to
count.
And also, people can cheat by going through the McDonald's parking lot.
The only way to play that one would be to, go into the McDonald's and make the illegal left turn all day. And how many of us make that illegal left turn?
Oh, it'd be all of us, yes, I think.
Thank you. Thank you. What's that?
He broke up again for a second.
Back on our street again.
I was going to say, do you want to go in the McDonald's and say I love you at the drive-thru?
All right, hold on a second.
He's going to do it. Is there anybody in line in front of you?
One car.
Great. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you right now, what we're doing is we're playing the I love you drive-thru game, where Don will simply, all he will say at the drive-thru window is, I love you, and he will say it continuously. He can't say anything else. Mm-hmm. And then the goal of the game is to get the person to say, I love you back. And I'm betting, because we all know this, McDonald's, there is not a chance that's going to happen.
It won't happen.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Remember, this is the world's dumbest McDonald's.
I know
right.
It is.
That's right.
All right, let's see what happens.
The lady in front of me is...
ordering 800 burgers?
Yeah, she's one of these who's like...
no onions.
Is it a minivan?
No, it's a Ford, the new CLI Taurus.
Okay.
Oh, boo. Come on, lady!
It's a special order.
All right, she just yelled back at me, hey, it's not my fault if they can't take the order.
Well, you know that, McDonald's. Yeah. You cannot blame her.
She's right.
That's right.
If they don't, dopes.
If they don't say I love you back, ask for a nice number two.
I'd like to take a nice number two.
All right, now the guy from McDonald's is talking to her.
Sure, meal deal?
So they're having some sort of dilemma. Is that you honking?
No, now I got people following me.
Oh, now it's all over.
So figuring out where I am. Hold on a second.
Don't ruin it.
listening to you on the radio.
What?
I'm listening to you right now.
Sure.
You're going to ruin my bit. Get out of here.
This is Sam Huff. I'm listening to you on the radio. It's coming right out of the box of my car.
All right, now I'm pulling up to the McDonald's.
Okay, all right, good luck.
The I Love You game.
Okay, here we go.
What is he at, 60 seconds?
No, he just gets as much time as he
needs.
That's
right.
And all the dopes are still honking their horns at me. Right. Give me a second.
All right.
I know this guy is not the best.
Are you up
there? I mean, this McDonald's is not the best.
Right. Are you up there now?
Yeah, I'm waiting at the confirm order here.
You've made me late enough.
So you haven't even been greeted yet?
No.
Let's listen.
You'll be the first to hear my greeting.
Good.
Okay. And you're going to do I Love You, right?
Yeah.
Or Marco Polo.
No, I Love You is though. They won't do Marco Polo.
Okay, I'll do I Love You.
Okay. Waiting on the greeting.
I'm just sitting here now. I know I've tripped the little gas hose thing.
Sometimes I say, hey!
Okay, I will. Hey, hello! Hey, are you guys there? Oh,
yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. I love you.
Huh?
I love you.
Here we go.
You love me too.
Hey! He wins everything.
I can't help it. I'm the big winner at these dumb games.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Wow.
The undisputed king.
Well, you did it. You did the I Love You game and honk for cash on the same day.
I thought up all these dumb games. That's why they only work for me.
How many people are around you right now that are listening?
Well, now I got about four cars following me out.
Oh, my.
And are you gonna take that turn?
What I'm going to do right now, Mike, is make a very quick...
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
...mobile turn.
Uh-huh. Now, where are you back on the street?
Yeah, I'm back in front of Paul the Sixth. I'm having to take the long way back to the station.
Oh, yeah, dear. Well, I'm glad you didn't take that illegal left turn.
Well, listen, for that, we're going to pay you nothing for the honk for cash, but you will get... I will pay you $28 for your most successful honk for cash. All right?
I will take it, and at this point, Robbie...
Yes.
You should go to the bus tapes.
Okay.
And,
hey, but you have also, hold on, Don, you've also won a 7-Eleven Dark Mountain Roast Coffee prize pack. Step by participating 7-Eleven stores each Wednesday this month for a free sample of their new Dark Mountain Roast Coffee. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Hey, Lou Cipher.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for playing.
Hey, you know, I like to say, I don't understand how come all the dumb people call us and say that we sound different on the telephone.
Do I sound the same?
You sound exactly the same, and I understood everything. I heard the buzz music down the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely clear.
Okay, well, listen, what we're going to do, Lou, is we're going to put you on hold, and Charlie Broyhill's going to need to talk to you. But before you do that, you've also won a box of Lucky Charms cereal. Happy St. Patrick's Day from General Mills.
Sir, you can't say the S word.
This guy just says O-S. R.I.B.
Stop it.
Put him on hold.
Be forbidden.
Put him on hold.
One man found a way.
Oh, my God.
Good news.
Now he has to wait. He made it up.
Made it up.
Buzz, yes, Burbank. Now, has he tripped the delay so many times that it's gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay,
yeah.
Buzz, what do you have
good
for
night
us
tonight?
Tonight, it's the end of the line for Napster.
Napster!
Yep. Napster in the news.
Napster!
Stay tuned.
News and comment.
Napster!
On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very professional, Rob.
Number one, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's the play, honk for cash.
Congratulations, you won $28.
Good job.
You play it?
Mm-hmm.
You have some fun at McDonald's?
And you know what I couldn't believe, really? As I knew you'd be successful with honk for cash, but when you walked in and you went through the drive-thru and you got the I Love You, I never dreamed that would happen. Absolutely. Not at that McDonald's.
Immediately.
Until the break.
Well, that's how easy it is. And I made it back in time for the live commercial.
You're wow. Flying today.
And here we go with news and comments now with Buzz. Brought to you tonight by eGars.com. Visit eGars.com. Check out the great deals on Punch and Hoyo de Monterey 5-packs. 5 cigars as little as $9.95. 4 super premium cigars, $18.95. Order online or call 877-81-E-GARS. And I heard that the lead story involves Napster.
Napster, yes siree. Very, very unusual to have a Napster story in the news.
This may be the end of the line on that. Last week, the Napster people promised in court to stop the swapping of copyrighted music over the weekend. Today, the song swapping continued, but the clock has finally run out.
Is that why you like Napster so much? Because it's a form of swapping?
Yes, exactly. Okay. I was immediately drawn to it for that reason.
Sure.
Today, a judge told the service it has 3 business days to stop the file sharing once the record companies provide it with a list of songs they want blocked. Napster supposedly tried to implement a screening system over the weekend, but it's mostly been ineffective, and clever computer owners are finding ways around it. As we mentioned earlier, the website Aimster is pushing a free software that allows you to put all of your music files in Pig Latin, so it's hard for the screening software to spot it.
Right, and for gay songs, you go to Hamster.
That's right.
And for Mike's band Crap, go to
Keister.
Keister.
Yes, very good. And no word on what will happen to Napster if it's unable to stop the swapping.
Jewish artists are on Oyster.
Oy vey, sir.
Computer virus alert. About 30 organizations have been hit with this today, including one federal government agency. It's called the Naked Wife Virus.
Oh, dear.
Here's the virus.
What is it, Buzz?
Sounds bad.
Well, as usual, don't open the attachment no matter how tempted you are to see the naked wife. You won't see one. You'll only see all the important stuff on your computer get deleted. And while it's at it, it'll forward itself to everyone in your email address book. So delete it before it deletes you. The big antivirus software companies already have software to detect and remove the virus. Vice President Dick Cheney is back home, telling reporters he feels good after a day in the hospital.
I feel good.
The White House says Cheney will likely return to work tomorrow morning.
I feel good. Everything is so far so good, and I think...
Vice President?
Oh, dear.
Hold on.
Jambalaya, please.
The plan was for Cheney to return to work tomorrow morning after having another angioplasty yesterday. The White House says doctors have put no restrictions on Cheney and that he should be able to continue with his full workload. And as President Bush says, we need him back now.
Vice President Cheney, more buffalo wings?
Oh, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. These are tasty. Oh, I can't feel my right hand. Mmm.
The chaos has not ended for the Internet twins. Today, a judge in Arkansas ruled that the 8-month-old twins who have been adopted twice via the Internet don't belong to either of the adopting families. An Arkansas woman put the babies up for adoption. First, they were adopted by a California couple, but then the man behind the adoption website gave the girls to a couple from Wales who paid nearly twice what the California couple did.
Well, and,
we do have a statement from each of the twins.
Oh, good.
Here's twin number one.
Yes.
What's up, guys?
Uh-huh. And here's twin number two.
Yep.
There they are. They're, again, so that you can identify them.
Yep.
Twin number one.
What's up, guys?
Right. Okay. Twin number two.
Yep.
The Internet twins.
They're not bothered by this, and I think that's good.
Oh, no, they're not. It's just as well. Today, a judge ruled the babies belong back in Arkansas.
Yep.
Their parents are separated.
Number two.
What's up, guys?
Number one. Mm-hmm. And both have filed for custody of the children.
Wonderful. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Remember?
Number two again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I thought they both were referred to as number two.
What's up, guys?
That was number one.
Number one.
Yep.
Number two.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Missouri governor who died last fall while running for re-election?
Do I?
Well, now someone has stolen his headstone.
Oh, it's better than stealing his head.
The grave marker was last seen on February 22nd, and last week someone noticed it was missing.
Where's his headstone?
Police say it would have taken at least 2 people to carry the stone away.
Well, his headstone's gone. Where is it?
George Bailey took it.
George Bailey, you've taken his headstone. You'll be run out of town in a reel.
Family members say they hope whoever took it will get a guilty conscience and return it.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
New York City finally got a heavy snowstorm this morning, complicating the morning commute and forcing the cancellation of nearly 700 flights there.
Hold on. What time did they get it?
I don't have the exact time. And it was this morning, early enough to mess up the morning commute.
I was watching Regis today at 9 a.m.,
uh-huh.
And he was goofing on the weatherman from Channel 7.
Well, then the Associated Press has misled me.
And Regis had who's that Mrs. No Thumbs?
Mrs. Green Thumbs.
Yes, had her out
she
on
is
the
a great piece of
yeah,
that.
Mrs. Green Thumbs.
Had her out on the street,
yeah.
Measuring the exactly half inch of slush
wow.
That they had in Manhattan.
Then they had a stagehand dragging her on a toboggan. It was grand.
They did, yeah. Down a street that was nothing but asphalt.
I wish I was that stagehand.
She was bottomless.
Really?
I know, you wish you were the toboggan.
Oh, man. I tell you, there's a reason those thumbs are green.
Oh.
Well, Well, I apologize for what AP is a mistake there, apparently. Obviously, there was heavy snow in upstate New York.
It's upstate New York's where they got it, and they got it in Hartford,
exactly.
Connecticut, too.
They did. Parts of New England were seeing near blizzard conditions from a storm that was expected to hit several hundred miles to the south of where it did.
I think the most they got in the city was 2 inches, at the very most.
And a lot of people up there are angry at the weather people as well. There's flooding in Massachusetts where high waves are chasing people out of their oceanfront homes.
Buzz, hold on. Are you done with the weather there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then we got a break right here. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show. This is...
I like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Do it. Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name because we don't know their names.
Okay. I'm gonna call you Alan. You're a pussy. Steve, pussy.
There you go.
Goldstein, Johnson, pussy.
Isn't there a Pat?
Ivan, pussy. Pat, an old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggot, you pussy. All of you.
Paul Gorgie.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
No daft pricks allowed.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vegas style show tonight.
Yeah.
Exhale, Fredneck, Maryland. Well, it's the stage at 9. You'll hear the full recap tomorrow. But we do have a newsmaker on the phone.
Oh, good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Scott the Dwarf.
Oh, wow. Scott the Dwarf. Long time no see.
I know. How are you guys doing?
Scott the Argumentative Dwarf.
Yeah,
you know, it seems you always surface around St. Patrick's Day.
Fancy that.
Yeah, Buzz, fancy that.
Buzz, I don't mean to interrupt your news, but I have some, like, late-breaking news for you guys.
Go right. for it, man.
Lay it on us.
My band is going to be on Fox 5 tomorrow at 12:30 on National Enquirer's Uncovered TV, and I mention you guys.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
Then we thank you for that. Robbie, can we roll tape on that?
Absolutely.
How did you guys end up on the National Enquirer TV show?
Okay, well, our band is taking off in leaps and bounds. It's getting crazy this year. And Fox, this Uncovered TV came out and filmed us. They, in our studio, they... you know, interviewed us for like an hour and a half, and they, you know, they listened to a couple of our tunes, and it's...
We got to get them to play on our show on St. Patrick's Day.
What's that?
Scott, we keep asking you to bring your band down and play live.
Did you guys get that press kit I sent you out with a couple shirts?
No, did we get a press kit, Rob?
I didn't see anything.
We never got anything.
On my life, about 2 weeks ago, I sent you guys, like, two or three large shirts with our mugs on the back, and, like... information where you can get a hold of us and stuff like this, because we want to play on your show. But this has been like, it's been a crazy, I'm telling you, we're opening up for The Offspring and we're in the Black Crows on April 28th.
Wow.
In Florida. This thing is, I mean, I'm not kidding. This thing is...
You are essing me. You're opening up for us.
Disturbed, Stained, Linkin Park, Head PE, Three Doors Down. We're opening up for this. It's a big festival.
Unbelievable.
And in April for 2 days, and we're opening up for this on this main stage in Florida.
That's incredible, Scott.
Well, yeah. What is the name of your band again?
The Little Kings with a Z, .com.
The Little Kings.
Yep.
I thought the name of the band used to be something like Licking Toads or something.
Tree Frog High.
Tree Frog High.
That was an old band. That was a long one. But
the Little Kings.
Yeah, but of course we're all dwarfs, and we're tearing this mother out, and it's getting crazy. And I just want to... I know it's late getting old to you guys, but I just want to let you know that... stay tuned tomorrow at 12:30, and because I mentioned you guys.
All right. We'll roll tape on it. Hold on a second.
All right, buddy.
Because we need to see about getting you down here close to St. Patrick's Day.
Cool, man.
For a concert with your band, with your dwarfin band.
Right. Yeah, we should have the Little Kings around St. Patrick's
Day. You know, that was the best St. Patrick's Day show we ever had.
when he vomited?
When we dressed Scott in the leprechaun costume.
Right.
And he drank all day, and he sat on the back porch of the radio station and just... puked up Jagermeister.
Yeah, I think what needs to be, what I should remind you of is he had fallen asleep, passed out, using a roll of paper towels as a pillow.
Right.
And I saw him throw up on himself, turn his head, and in the river of vomit, the green hairspray made a river of green.
Yeah. It was really beautiful. Listen, he's turned to court. If his band is opening for Offspring,
the Little Kings.
Yes, and for the Black Crows. That's a big deal for Scott the Dwarf.
That is awesome.
No pun intended.
It is a big deal.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
No. No, not doing a game yet.
No, not yet. No, I'm sorry.
I'm calling from New York, that's why.
All right, thank you. From New York. But yeah. I thought we had another newsmaker there. Obviously, we don't. Let's get back to the news and the comments.
Just to clarify on the weather thing, I talked to Marcia, who talked to a guy this morning who was unable to get out of his house on Long Island because of the snow.
Ah, so your news source on this was your wife.
Well, that's part of it, but also just before 11 o'clock, so a little later, certainly after the Regis show this morning, AP wrote, the long-anticipated storm fell heavily on parts of the New York City area today, making for a messy morning commute. Airlines canceled nearly 700 flights at three major airports.
Well, they had canceled the flights yesterday when they had no snow.
Right.
Yeah, it was weird because I talked to my mom up in Connecticut, and she got a foot and a half, and my sister up in Boston, outside of Boston, had a foot and a half on the ground, and it was still coming down. They might have like 2 feet of snow.
They indeed did get the worst of it.
Well, hold on. Let me see if we got anybody else from New York calling. All right. You can tell us how much snow they got in Manhattan today. Hello, Don and Mike.
Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Are you calling from New York?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yep.
Beautiful. Listen, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
In Manhattan, how much snow did you guys end up getting today?
I haven't been at work all day, man.
Well, have you heard or have you watched TV?
No, I've been at work all day.
You've been in like a big building in the middle of town?
Yeah, I'm in a manufacturing plant, man.
But you've been in a building like in Being John Malkovich?
Excuse me?
Do you remember that where the offices were so tiny, the junk cues, I got to crouch over to get in and go through the door?
Yeah. Can I talk to Don and Mike?
You're talking to us.
This is Don and Mike.
Yep. Yes.
This is not Don and Mike.
Oh, God. You know, we just try to ask someone from New York how much snow they got.
How the hell do you know? I mean, I guess if you're in a building all day, you know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Turn your radio down, please.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was trying to look up that website on Layer Remedy. Do you know what it was?
Well, if you use the name Remedy, it's going to be a problem.
How do you spell her last name? How are you spelling it?
R-E-M-E-D-Y.
Yeah, that's how everybody spells it.
Keep trying. You should be able to get through.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I'm headed to Frederick.
Fantastic. For the big show.
They let me in, man. I called 15 minutes ago. They said it's filling up quick. I'm about 20 minutes out.
All right, my friend. We'll see you there tonight.
Hey, guys, I can't wait, man. I've been looking forward all week. See ya.
It'll be a good show. See you there tonight.
All right, buddy. Ravens, go.
It's not saying much looking forward all week when it's Tuesday.
This is the end of the Don and Mike show. Find out what happens next tomorrow. Westwood One Entertainment.